Blog Talk Radio.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors: Draco Impact Armor, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Cast Iron Supplements, Brawl Base, Pro-Am Belts, Game Changer Clothing, Never Tap, Hype Fight Store, Intimidation Clothing, Ink Tank Tattoo, 24 in LV, Crossroader Clothing, Central Oregon Trike, Triumph Fitness, Vision Smoke Shop, Tank Crimes, Big T's Nightclub, and ACS Live TV. Always supporting local MMA. You're listening to MMAMadhouse.com live.
Night. Welcome to MMA Madhouse Live. I want to give a big shout out. Thank you to all our great sponsors. Tonight we are going to do an all show fight show tonight. I'll be honest, the lines are blowing up. I got a list of guests. I'm not sure who's coming and who's not. It looks like there's going to be a lot of fighters and people tied to this event on the show tonight. But let me start and bring in Chris Gregory from MMA Topics. He's going to be co-hosting the show with us tonight. Chris, how are you doing tonight?
What's up? It's show fight time. Let's do this.
I'm going to can't do this without the number one partner in crime on this show.
Select. Check out this selection right here.
Quick, where you from?
Critically acclaimed, lyrically acclaimed, self-proclaimed. Nobody calls you nothing except for your mama, and she burnt your monkey ass.
Mr. Lepaki, how are you tonight?
Yo. Dude, I'm fucking been going balls to the wall all day, bro, so might as well keep it up for a couple more hours, eh? We got the king of Midwest MMA, Chris Gregory, with us, huh?
I'm definitely everywhere. You can call me the king.
it's kind of like an STD.
Hey, we're going to talk show fights. Oh, not much, dude. We're going to talk show fights all night tonight. They got a great event coming up this weekend, folks, and you can find it streamed on GFL.TV. And to kick off this show right, we're going to bring in Dom McGuire to start it off until we can get a hold of JT and talk a little bit about the filming and the photoing of the event. Hey, Don, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Hey, how you doing tonight, brother? Welcome to the show.
All right, I'm doing good. What up, Chris?
What's up, man? What up?
How you been, bro?
Chilling.
All right, so you're doing the filming of the event?
I'm actually doing the stills. JT's giving me a crew has to do the stills at the event. This will actually be the first summer bash that I shoot for the Branson Fight Club and JT. And he wants to bring it together and bring us together as a family and bring the community together and make this event pop off for everybody.
So have you done other events for him?
Actually, I've done private shoots at the Branson Fight Club with Chris Crazy Man McDaniels. I used to shoot for Fight Night Returns, and a lot of his fighters used to, you know, fight in our events. And so this is kind of a nice turn and change in doing an event for JT.
Nice. So what fights on the card are you looking forward to most, and which one do you think will give you the best pictures?
Well, I kind of like the Afro Samurai, like Katie Collins. Haven't had a chance to look at all 20 fights on the card, to be quite honest with you, because JT just hooked me up with it last week. But any event that the Branson fight, you know, Fight Club throws is world class. It's top notch. Some of the best MMA fighters in the country. It's just the whole event's got me stoked. And earlier in the day, I'll be shooting the platters, so I'll be getting a double dip of JT for the whole day, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, what's the platter?
The platters, the world-famous platters.
Is that a restaurant, or?
No, it's the group that JGT's a singer in, bro.
Like, I'm sitting there thinking a platter, like, you're going to have a buffet out there somewhere, man? Or you're going to be taking
pictures
of the
buffet? I'm shooting the platters in the afternoon, and then I'm shooting the fight that night.
Oh, okay,
both
I got you. So there's like a whole event, like a carnival kind of a thing. Like there's like a little fair going on with some music,
yeah.
And then after that, there's the fights.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know where the platters are going to be, if they're going to be performing in conjunction with the fight. I know I was asked to shoot that, and then JT asked me to shoot the summer bash for him. And, you know, I was extremely stoked about it. I turned down an event in Houston to shoot this event. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it because Show Fights throws world-class shows. And anything involving Chris Gregory, man, I'm down for it.
Right.
Okay, so, Chris, is the Summer Bash separate from the fight event? Or is the fight event part of the Summer Bash?
I have no idea what Don is talking about. It's Show Fight, Summer Smash. You know, there's going to be a DB there. It's going to be off the hook, man. It's an outside event. You know, I don't know if the platters will be there. That's probably not true.
No,
but
the platters won't be there. I'm shooting the platters that afternoon in the theater, and then I'm coming to shoot the fight.
Oh, okay. Are they playing in the dirt floor theater there in Branson?
Yes, sir.
Like the one where you do the buffet, and then the knights come out and ride around? That place?
I believe so.
Yeah. All right, I've been there before, man. I know the building. Like, I know Branson, so I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. And then the fights, how far from that event are the fights?
Just a few miles down the strip.
Okay.
Yo, let's wrap it up with anything. We got a fighter or somebody on the line.
Well, hey, hold on. Hey, so where can people see your work at so they can find out more about you?
Well, they can go to Don McGuire on Facebook. I have a virus on my website right now, or they can go to MMALockup.com and look at my work, or they can either go to, you know, the UFC's wall. There's some of my work up there also.
Oh, on the UFC? Nice.
Yes, sir.
Which event?
I've shot 13 total events. I've shot 147, 148. I've shot 153, 154. I was scheduled to shoot 160 and 161, but I was unable to because I had surgery on my back.
Oh,
shit. But, yeah, I just got through having back surgery. This is my first fight coming back. I did shoot for Midwest Ultimate Cage Fights.
Hey, guys, what's going on? It's JT.
Hey, what's up, JT?
Hey, how you guys? Sorry I'm late. Who all's on?
This is Don.
Hey, Don, how you doing, Beth? How you feeling, man?
I'm doing great. I'm getting ready to. I'm really stoked to rock this event for you.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you, man. I know you had surgery. I hope you're recovering, man.
Oh yeah, and what a better way to come out and, you know, come out and shoot a show for the Branson Fight Club and rock it with style.
Cool, man. Yeah, that'll be great. Who else is on with us?
Chris Gregory.
Lopaki and Chris.
Chris Gregory and Don McGuire on the same show at the same time, man. That's an honor.
Well,
thank you, sir.
Is it? I'm on the radio once in a while with Chris. I don't know if I've ever thought it was an honor.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, it's an honor for me to get those two guys.
So, hey, JT, you've got Don working an event with the platters in the afternoon and then the fights that night.
Yeah, Don's coming up. He's actually coming up to shoot the weigh-ins on Friday night, and then Saturday he's going to come by and shoot the show. I have a show Friday afternoon and Saturday afternoon, so he'll come and shoot the show, and then he'll come and do the fights too. I don't know if you guys
now,
have seen
the,
Don's photography,
is
but Don's photography is actually quite good.
Is the show with the platters separate event than the fights, or does a ticket to the show with the platters get you into the fights, or vice versa?
No, No, the show with the platters is my day job. I do that every day at 2 o'clock at the theater. And the fights are the events that happen every 6 weeks. Two separate businesses altogether. Yeah, no, that's like if you got a homeboy that works at McDonald's and you think he can get you a free Big Mac. No, 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 no. He can't get you a free Big Mac. Well, Bobby, you have to buy your own food, man.
Hey, I don't want to cut everybody off, but hey, Don, so we can get rolling into this show tonight, give a shout out so everybody can find you.
You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on the UFC on their wall. You can find me on MMA Lockup. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn. Everywhere.
Jeez. Social media out.
Right on, man.
Don's gangster, man. That dude is gangster.
Yeah. That's an OG right there.
Take care, Don.
A lot of gangsters out there.
Hey, I just want to take the time and thank JT. I just want to take the time and thank JT for, you know, having me at his events and looking forward to a long and glorious, you know, friendship with him and career and shooting the Branson show fights. And, you know, I think he's doing a wonderful job with his fight club. They're, you know, top caliber fighters. And, you know, I like their style and I like his style. I like the way he puts on a show.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Keep listening, Don. Keep listening in. We'll see you in a couple of days.
All right, bro. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, man.
You guys have a good night, man.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for joining
us. Out there. Go ahead. Sorry, Lockie.
No, go ahead, Skippy.
I was going to say for all the folks out there, this is going to be kind of a quick night to start. We're going to try to get everything in line, but we got Dallin live with us right now to join the conversation. So why don't Chris Lapocki and Dallin have a little conversation? JT,
I don't even want to introduce him by his street name. I just want to introduce him by his nickname, the Secret Weapon. I mean,
Is that my cue to say something?
Yeah, man.
How you guys doing?
Good, Dallin. How's everything going for you, buddy?
It's going great. Excited for Saturday night.
Man, I look over this fight card like 14 times, bro. I don't see you on here. What's going on? I only see you working the mic.
I'm still trying to get some blackmail on my wife to let me fight again.
Oh. Right. Dude, let Chris Gregory talk to her.
Yeah, that will help.
You may be on the couch for 6 months instead.
That's right.
JT, what's up, man? You still got to fight for Chris Gregory or what?
Is he there? See, I heard JT say bye. Did he take off?
No, dude, he's in the queue. We're talking to Dallin, bro, the Secret Weapon.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Dude, pay attention, man.
No, I thought JT was still on the line with us. I'm sorry. I apologize. What's up, Dallin?
How you doing?
Dude, I'm excited for this fight card, honestly, from top to bottom. The whole fight card, man. Especially the one fight I think could go off as fight of the night. Mike Hong Bok Breeden versus Brian Feinstock. If that's how you say his name.
Feinstock.
7-3 versus 7-2. Feinstock is like a Muay Thai guy from what I'm hearing. I haven't seen him fight yet. And Hong Bok, man, he's just, he's willing to take risks. Man, that guy's willing to take risks. That's a good fight.
For anybody that didn't see that last fight with him and Rance Stouts, man, he gave him everything and more that Rance wanted. And that fight was a close fight, and Mike surprised a lot of people. But he's impressive. And Brian's going to bring it too, so you're right. I think that's going to be a fireworks. And the first time I saw Mike fight, it was like the fight of the night, one of the best fights I've seen too. He just goes out and just throws caution to the wind, man. He's a fun guy to watch. And Brian's right there too. So, yeah, it's going to be a great fight. It's one of the ones I'm looking forward to too.
What's the next fight you're looking forward to, Dallin?
Probably, to be honest, actually the main fights are the ones I'm most looking forward to, and that's not always the case. There's a couple other ones I'm looking forward to too. But the female, the women's featherweight championship is an exciting fight. I tell you again, if you've been to our fights, you know that the girls surprised. I don't know what I shouldn't say surprised every time because they're consistently the best fights. And Courtney Stowe, she's awesome, and she's got her hands full with Megan Goodwin. So I think that's going to be a real great, exciting fight. And they're always technically. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if it's a matter of because they don't have as much knockout power that it's more technical or whatever. But I've always been impressed with the female fights that we put on here, and I'm sure with these caliber of fighters, it's going to be the same with this one.
Oh yeah,
the ladies just want to show the guys up. They're like, we haven't been respected for very long, and we're going to keep disrespecting the men's fight game. Because I don't care what event I've ever been to, it's the same thing, man. It's the same story, dude. The ladies, 90% of the time, always steal fight of the night somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Hey guys, I spoke to Janet Martin, and spoke to her specifically about the Megan Goodwin and Courtney Stowe fight. And both her and Shannon Knapp had both told me that they'll be watching the fight and taking a look at Courtney and Megan. So this is a pretty high-stakes fight for both of these ladies.
JT, make sure everybody knows who that is.
I think everybody knows Shannon Knapp and Janet are both with Invicta. And Janet's a matchmaker. And they're just, man, everybody just loves them. They're fantastic. And, you know, for them to take an interest in one of these female fights means a lot to us because we've tried to foster that for about a year and a half, and it's not been easy. And so we're really proud to have that happen.
If somebody's listening to this show and they don't know who Invicta or Shannon Knapp or Janet Martin are, just hang up now. Because you're not gonna know anything we're talking about the rest of the night if you don't know that. So just hang up now. Save yourself some time. Go have a drink with your old lady and don't worry about what we're talking about. We're talking about adult things here tonight. Women's MMA.
I don't know if a lot of folks realize that Shannon didn't just start with Invicta. I mean, she was with Strikeforce for a long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of us know her, and she's a really a great person. I think, Chris, you know her pretty well, don't you?
Yes, sir. I think she's definitely looking at this fight, and I think a lot of girls from Show Fight are going to be moving over to Invicta soon. I think Brittany Dugas is on her way. Courtney Stowe's on her way, and if Megan gets to win here, she could be on her way very soon too. So,
There's been a little bit of talk about Courtney Stowe versus Charmaine Tweed. So I'd like to say that I would accept that in a heartbeat. You can call me with that, Janet, if you'd like. I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Oh, Cord, I heard that, Cord. They're calling out your girl, Cord.
What?
Cord Crowthers, and I'll fight Cord Crowthers in the crowd for a hamburger. That's a
Chris, see if you can get Kimbo to ref that street fight. We'll do it Miami style, man. We're gonna do it Miami style, JT. If you guys are gonna do it, we want it Miami style.
I got a question for Chris Gregory. Are you on, Chris?
I'm on, man.
Did Bailey give you the high sign or the low sign?
Bailey always gives me the high sign, man.
So do we announce?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, guys, I lost a fight off the card. You guys know how it is on fight week. We had some fights off the undercard where we had some injuries, and so I wanted to make sure that we had two complete cards. And I don't know, we'll talk about the undercard here in a few minutes, but I want you to know that I know there's a lot of great fights on the pay-per-view card, but the undercard stands alone as a great event also. And it's got its own main events and co-main events, and it's great. But we were missing a couple fights, so today we booked a fight for Mr. Chris Gregory. He'll be opening off the undercard in a heavyweight fight against Austin Daniels. Austin's 0-0, but we brought him in the gym and took a look at him, and he's definitely game. So Austin and Chris are going to start off the night. So that's going to be great to see Chris Gregory either fall to 1-2 or climb to 2-1. But there's no more of this 1-1 stuff for Chris Gregory.
Yeah, either way, I'm fine.
Since Chris is media, he can't really talk shit. I got a guy here, Andrew Patterson. I want to bring him on real quick because he's got some things
Andrew
he wants to say.
Yeah,
Andrew
will talk
shit. Andrew, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here. Hey, bro, what's going on, man? You're fighting Kevin Brockman, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man. How's that fight going to go?
Oh, man, I'm not too worried about it. I'm going to let my fighting dude talk, and I'm not too worried about it.
Is everybody going to make the catch weight, 175?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No problem there.
How's camp been?
What's that?
So, hey, I'd like to jump in. I understand.
How's your camp been?
What's that?
Hey, Andrew, how's it going at Universal Combat, man?
Oh, it's great, man. Everybody's been training really hard for this fight, getting ready for it. I think everybody will be ready to go. I'm excited to see Caleb fight another opponent of mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Is Master Rule coming with you guys to the show?
I'm not sure. I know Vince will definitely be there. We were worried about him coming. He's going to be on the road, but he's going to be able to make it back.
So Vince is doing great things with Universal Combat, I hear.
Absolutely, yeah. Couldn't ask for a better coach.
That's great, man. I saw something on Facebook yesterday, Andrew Patterson. Everybody come to Branson and watch the fights this weekend. Come and watch me embarrass my opponent. So how's that going to go down?
Exactly the way I said it, sir.
You're not going to 4K? You want to Babe Ruth that shit? You want to go knockout, submission? You're going to win a slight decision? What's going down?
It ain't going to go anywhere past my hands. I promise you that.
Nice. I can't wait to see it, man. I know those guys at Joplin Brotherhood real well, and they're solid, man. They've had a solid camp. There's about four or five of them on the card, I think. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited.
Okay, I'll jump in. Hey, so I got to ask you, knowing that you feel like you're going to be able to go in there and finish this fight, have you changed anything in this camp? Is there anything different you're doing to get prepared from the previous fights you've had?
No, to be honest, I was just a boxer, a state and regional Golden Glove winner. I've just been working a lot on check and kicks, a lot of clinch work, and takedown defense.
So is what people can expect to stay on the feet and give them that striking experience everybody goes to the fights for.
Yeah, I plan on finding my distance and keeping it there. I'm gonna work the body a lot and try to take it from there.
So Andrew, are you concerned at all about the? Yeah.
What can you tell us about Kevin? Is he a striker or a grappler?
You know, I haven't. I think I've met Kevin, but a lot of times I don't retain the names until they get in a cage and fight. Because there's so many teammates that come to the shows. I think I know Kevin, but I know his team well. And I have to be honest, man, if somebody asked me what style their coach was, I really wouldn't know what to say because they're all really well-rounded. So I would say Joplin Brotherhood would just be MMA. But I will say this, when I was putting this card together, this was about 7 weeks ago, I had Kevin Brockman at middleweight, and I think Andrew was going to fight at welterweight. And so I'm wondering, Andrew, are you concerned about the difference? I know he's coming down, cutting hard to come down to meet you at 170 to 75. Is that going to be an issue for you?
Oh, no, not at all. We're just coming off a shoulder surgery, so I've been working a lot on building that up. I need to build up cardio-wise and strength-wise, and we've focused a lot on that for this fight.
Cool, man. I wish you luck with that. I talked to Kevin's coach this morning about some hotel travel stuff, and I know that they've been training really hard. They've had a lot of setbacks in their camp because just for some strange reason, the Joplin Brotherhood's matchups have all been kind of shifting around for this card. So I think it's almost like you and Caleb are the only two that are still had a 7 week camp for a specific opponent. So did you scout Kevin Brockman at all, or are you just coming in to play your game?
Yeah, I'm just coming in to play my game like I always do.
Nice. Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, hey, Andrew, you want to give a shout out to all your sponsors real quick?
Alrighty then.
You have to do that out loud, Andrew.
Oh, man. Whatever. JT on here is great.
So, Chris, what are you going to do, man? Have you thought about your fight at all?
Dude, I got it. Here's the game plan, whoever you're fighting. He's going to shoot the single. If you defend the single, he's going to transition to the high cross. He's going to take you down. He's going to get side control. He's going to go straight to the head and arm choke. Night, son.
You say that guy's going to do that to Chris?
No, that's Chris's. That's what Chris is going to do, man.
Oh, I see what you're saying, man. Well, I saw this guy at my gym. It's been a few days ago, but we were considering him for another fight, and I hadn't seen him before, so I asked him to come in and spar with some of the guys. And I can tell you that he's definitely game, man. definitely game, and he'll hit you in the face, Chris, and we're all going to enjoy that. It's going to be
right.
Wonderful.
It is what it is.
We should do some kind of a promotional contest to see how many shots Chris Gregory will take in the like if you whoever gets closest to guessing the amount of shots that Chris Gregory will take during his fight wins VIP tickets to the next show fight. That's what we should do.
I think
shots
this should
to alcohol
get
the, or shots
the,
in
I
the
think
face.
This should be...
I think I'm sparring right now while we're talking right now, just hanging out. Just ghost on me.
Well, hey,
we all knew you were doing it wrong.
Yeah, hey, let's grab another fighter who's fighting on this card, and let's talk some more fights. We've got Caleb already, I believe. Caleb, you live?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey,
what's
brother,
up, man?
Welcome to Madhouse Live. Do me a favor before we get too far. Give everybody a shout-out. Who you are, your fight record, and where you fight out of.
I am Caleb Skaggs. I fight out of Universal Combat Fighting Systems over in Harrison with Vince and the guys. And what else? What was that third thing?
What's your record?
Record. I'm 1-0.
Who did you beat and did you finish him?
Snowman. Oh, Phil Snow.
And did you get a finish
minute,
or a decision?
Minute 6 knockout.
Oh wow!
Very nice.
Kick or punch?
And then he. I think it was a punch,
pound.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I think he knocked him out on the ground. And then his coach immediately came to me and asked me to give him a leg up in competition. And so I have. Have you prepared for Seth,
yes.
Caleb?
Yes, I have.
You know, Seth hit me up. Okay, let me tell you what happened when I was building the card. Seth hit me up through his coach, Pat Garcia, and he wanted to fight Joe Falk. And as a promoter, I have to tell you that for like maybe the last year and a half, I have told everybody I've spoken to that the toughest guy at show fight is Joe Falk. I'm not saying he's the best fighter, but I think he's the toughest guy at show fight, man. I've watched him go 10-2, and his two fights were both in a weight class above where he's going, you know, where he fights normally. But Joe Falk is 10-2, so I couldn't allow Seth to fight him because Seth was only 1-0. But Seth had told Pat, he said, look, I know I'm only 1-0, but, you know, I've had success in some grappling tournaments, and I really want to challenge myself. I want to fight Joe Falk. And obviously the sanctioning body would never even allow me to do that, even if I wanted to. So I decided I'd give him a test that they would allow me to put on him, and that's you, Caleb. So the winner of that fight clearly is going to make waves in the bantamweight division. And I think Seth is listening, actually, so hopefully Seth will call in and talk to us. But I think the winner of this fight is probably going to be due for another fight, maybe two more fights before they get a contender fight. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So how's your training camp going?
Oh, tough. Real tough.
We
got our cardio.
Going like hay bales and shit.
Tired.
You're training with Vince, right?
Yeah.
You should just throw Vince, man. Put about $180, just throw Vince over
could.
The fence. So Vince has been out of town. I guess I found out today that Vince is actually going to be back in town for the fights.
Yes. Last I heard.
I don't know if any the folks that are listening. I don't know if you remember who Vince is, but he fought back in the early days of show fight. He was with a team called the Northwest Arkansas Fight Club, and I think back at Show Fight 4, I think he choked out Terry Palmer. I think if you remember Terry, that's the last time Vince fought. But he took some time off, and I don't know where he went, but he moved away, and now he's back and he's coaching. And so far, I think his team's gone undefeated at Show Fight since they've been back.
So far,
so we expect good things out of them.
How many fights is that, JT?
We're looking to keep the trend going, man.
I think it's just two or three, man, but it's great because they've been fighting tough guys, man. So we're watching them, and we're glad to have them back.
Caleb, what got you into MMA, bro?
Just watching it on TV, watching Anderson Silva, actually. He was my first fight I ever watched, fighting Chris Leben, and I just got hooked, man. It was just too cool.
Awesome, man. Well, you want to tell the fans what they can expect in your fight real quick?
Throwing. Lots of throwing. I'm going to
right
try
on,
to
man.
Knock him out. I'm going to try. Give him a run for his money.
Well, it looks like
good
Chris is going
to
watch a good show after he does some submitting. And not of
I'm looking to make the show fight know, like, there's good fighters in there. Let everybody know out there.
Well, dude, you got some great guys put the card together, JT and his crew, and then you got a superstar there calling the fights in the Secret Weapon. So, I mean, you know, most of the fights there always live up to the billing, so we expect nothing less out of you and Seth. All right, man. Hey, we're going to have to let you go, though, man. Caleb, we appreciate you calling in. We're moving on to Jesse. Jesse, all right,
no
problem.
See y'all later.
Hello?
Jesse, what's going on, buddy? You're on
not much.
Radio. Chris Gregory, Utterbutter is what you can refer to him on here as.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm fucking you up. Excuse my language,
dude,
guys.
I would eat extra meals, and I would fight you at heavyweight on show fight. So I'm going to pay my travel for Morgan.
Did you hear how quiet that part was at the end there?
Yeah.
Pay my travel for Morgan.
Hey, Jesse, so you know, you're on with JT, Dallin, Chris Gregory from MMA Topics, Lopaki and Skippy from Madhouse, and I got to ask you like I did when you first called in, who are you fighting? Give me the same answer.
I don't know. I was told, but I don't remember, and I really don't care. He's just another fighter to me.
Is he fighting Henry Ferrara?
Yeah, he is. I believe so. Yeah, he's fighting Ferrara.
Yeah.
That's
going
to be a great fight, Jesse. I know both you guys, man. That's going to be a game fight. See, that's what I'm saying about this undercard, man. There's some really high-quality fights. If you guys don't know who Jesse is, he can bang, man.
Oh, yeah.
How many street fights have you lost, Jesse?
None really. Most of my fights were not on the streets. They're probably in lockup.
There you go. That's what I was hoping I would get from you. That's Jesse,
hey,
guys.
Dude.
He's the real thing, man. He will eat your face if you let him.
Yeah. Too bad Skippy couldn't cut down to 145. We could have us a real prison street fight.
Who is this?
Nah, man.
That's Lopati, man. How's your training camp going, man?
Say what?
How's your training camp going?
Oh, it's going good. It's really tough, you know. We did a lot of cardio and, you know, a lot of training this time. It was really good, really tough. You know, Sean's a good trainer. I love him. He always puts his best into his training, make sure that we know what we need to do when we go into the cage. Like,
yeah,
I love
Sean
him.
Loves
good.
His guys, man. Yeah, he's a good coach. You guys are lucky. What's the do you know anything about your opponent at all?
I don't know. I guess somebody spread a rumor about he's supposed to beat me on the ground. I mean, he can try, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, he's got to take you down first, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him, man. He trains at Fighters Flow in Springfield, Missouri, and that's probably about an hour and a half away from you guys, man. So I'm sure you haven't met him, but I can tell you that I haven't seen anybody come out of that gym that's slouchy yet.
Yeah.
He's pretty strong kid, man, but I don't know, man. There's a lot of strikers at his gym, so I'm hoping for fireworks, man. What's your plan? Will you tell us what your plan is? Is it just typical come in, throw in your hands?
JT knows for the most part I'm a striker, so that's going to be most of my game plan is, you know, kicks and punches. You know, I asked Sean about some other moves I could do, which I guess they're illegal. I couldn't do them or something. I don't know, but I was going to try and put on a show this time. Last time I ended it in like 16 seconds, and a lot of my friends were kind of upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
I was fine with that.
I'm curious what these moves are that are illegal that you're going to do.
Have you guys seen Peterson's MMA Ninja Kick? Yeah, I wanted to try it, but apparently I can't do it.
Yeah, please don't do that.
What have to ask in the fighters meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just get clarification. You know, you never know what mood the ref will be in when he's giving the rules out on that day. So you might be able to get it by.
Hey. Yeah, it kind of depends on your sanctioning body, man. Good luck with that, Jesse.
So, Jesse, you came from a. Did you have any kind of a grappling background in high school or anything? Did you wrestle or anything like that, or just?
No, actually, I didn't. After I got out of prison, I went to Sean to try and keep me out of trouble. So, like, that's why I joined the JBH. So I joined Joplin Brotherhood, was to stay out of trouble, keep me busy, and it worked for the most part. I mean, you know, I haven't really been in any serious trouble like I did, like last time. I think I got arrested at Cage of Honor for not checking in, but I haven't done anything seriously.
Yeah, I see it. Look, I'm going to tell the story now that he already said it.
Let's do it, because I was part of that, too.
All right, this guy got arrested, okay, and the cops had him handcuffed and everything. Everyone's like, let him fight. Where is he going to go? He's going to be in the cage. He's going to have to walk out. Just let him fight. They ended up letting him fight, let him walk in the cage. He walked in there, did his business, started putting his hands behind his back immediately. He's like, come and get me. Come and get me, dog. Come and get me. Dude, I'm telling you. It was crazy, but you know what? Much respect to the law enforcement officers that let them fight,
yes.
Let them handle business, and then go in and handle business there.
I'm sitting at home and I get a text message from Chris Gregory. He says, "Hey, isn't Jesse Moore on your next card in a couple weeks?" I'm like, "Yeah." He says, "Man, I'm not so sure that's going down." I said, "Oh no, did he lose his fight?" He said, "No, he won, man. It was spectacular." I said, "What happened?" He said, "He just got let out of here in handcuffs." Go ahead.
There was a bunch of rumors about why I got arrested. I guess like I murdered somebody and I didn't pay my child support and all this other stuff. Yeah, I don't have kids. I didn't murder nobody. I just didn't check in with my parole officer.
This is a good time for me to say this. You trained with Chaplin Brotherhood, correct?
Yes, sir.
When I first came on the scene, 2006, I think it was, man, around Springfield. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I started going to shows. Sean had a great team. They were pretty dominant. And then after the tornado in Joplin, the team, it was really a powerhouse team, Joplin Brotherhood, and still are. But at the time, they had to take an entire year off because the tornado just destroyed their city. And I've watched Sean and Cindy and all the guys at Parker Whitman all rebuild Joplin Brotherhood. And for those of you that don't know who they are, because there are a lot of new fans that just really don't understand the background of what we've built here. If you're not familiar with Joplin Brotherhood, you should visit their Facebook page. It's two words, Joplin Brotherhood on Facebook. They're great guys, and if you live in the Joplin area, I can vouch for the guy that runs the place. He's really a great guy. He loves his students. So Joplin Brotherhood, there's a shout-out for you. I vouch for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I just felt like Jesse, it's a good time to say that since you're talking about all the child molestation and murder and all of that. I thought maybe I should throw that out there for Sean.
Hey, Jesse, you want to give everybody, all your sponsors, a shout-out real quick? We're going to have to move on to the next guest here in a second, but I want to make sure you had a chance to give any of your sponsors a shout-out and let people know how they can find you on Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, I'd like to shout-out to all of our sponsors. We got Roper Honda, and then we got a couple unnamed sponsors that sponsor us. I'd like to thank all of you and our fans and friends and family that come out and support us. Thank all of you guys.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, we're looking forward to another maybe 8-second KO this time. What do you think?
No, I actually got to spread it out this time. I got in big trouble with my friends.
Why, man? But if you spread it out too far, then they're going to be like, then they'll be mad at you about, man, what took you so long, man? What took so long, man? You can never make the fans happy, dude, but you'll make more fans happy with a quick KO than you will. You know, ask the guy, what, do you want me to lay on top of this dude for 15 minutes? You're like, I feel uncomfortable. I don't like that shit. I'm just going to knock him out.
For all the fans out there who don't live in Missouri and can't make this event in Chicago, the West Coast, Canada, listening tonight, you guys can find this kid fighting on GFL TV. You guys got to check it out, man. It's going to be a great, great stream.
It is.
It's going to be phenomenally stacked. Drink up, bro.
It's going to be buxom. It's going to be buxom. Buxom.
It will be
buxom.
Yeah,
and I might just do the ninja kick and, might accept the consequences afterwards. I don't know.
Lose the point, man.
That's a humdinger of a situation. You should do it.
Oh, my God. Somebody mute Skippy. All right, man. Hey, Jesse, best of luck this weekend, brother, man. Chris will you keep us all filled in on how it goes. We'll be watching on GFL anyway, man. So, hey, we look forward to watching it.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you, buddy. All right, man, hey, everybody. Co-main event time. The ladies, the show stealers, the show stoppers, whatever you want to call them. We're being joined right now by Courtney Stowe. She's got a big title fight in the featherweight division against Megan Goodwin this weekend. Courtney, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Do you want to put all the men on notice about how much more interesting your fight with Megan will be than all of theirs?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the girls usually bring it, whether it's technical or whatnot. We'll always put on a show for you, so sorry, guys. It's just how it is.
What do you think about guys that think the ladies not have KO power?
I mean, they've obviously never been hit by a girl. They don't know that we have KO power. I think that we could definitely pack a punch. It's all about more about technique than it is about power to me. You hit someone in the right spot, you can get the KO.
Yeah, definitely. Accuracy is the most important thing. Now, are you still fighting out of Springfield Fight Club?
Oh, no. That was years ago. I'm out of Branson Fight Club now.
Okay.
Scooby, hey, Lapati, did you trust your dog for once? What are you doing? Where are you going for your info?
Don't worry about where I go there, Cracker Jack. Sites I go to, it's up to the fighter to update.
Right?
No, not really at all. Hey, what do you think about the fight with Courtney this weekend, and how excited are you to be getting the title fight? Or are we with Megan? What the hell am I talking about? What fight with Courtney? Hey, are you going to fight yourself?
I was a little confused. I'm like, is he talking to me? I'm pretty excited about it. You know, this was my belt before, and I want it back. I mean, I'm determined to get it back. So I'm looking forward to getting that wrapped around me at the end of this.
Hey, can I jump in? I'm sorry, I was gone for a second. I heard you touch on the title, and I'd like to touch on something. I've heard a lot of misconceptions around your title vacation and coming back to reclaim it. Can you do me a favor, and let's clarify all this bullshit rumors going around right now. Why did you vacate it, and why did you come back?
Well, I had made plans to go into the airport, and I was basically told that I couldn't fight because if I were to get injured, I would be dropped from the program. And it just didn't pan out. And I decided that, you know, MMA is what I love. It's been in my life for years, kept me out of a lot. It's kept me in shape, kept me healthy. And I wanted to come back and get that belt. And luckily JT is giving me the opportunity to get it back.
Yeah, it was rough. It was she didn't want to vacate the belt, I can say that for sure. But we had a hard time finding ladies big enough for her to defend against, because her belt, Courtney fought at 155, and there was just no way that Showfight could have a 155 title. We didn't have enough. So we didn't have a women's division until Showfight 9, which was in 2010, I think. And we did an all-female show, and it was just fantastic. But finding 155-pound ladies to compete with Courtney just wasn't an option, so she cut to 45, and we thought we'd find them. But then Courtney kind of blew through that division pretty quickly if you were around in those days, and then there wasn't anyone. And so there just for about a year there was no title defense, and then it looked like there was going to be another 6 months without a title defense. So then we found Brittany Dugas, and anybody that's listening that knows who that is, she's phenomenal. I think at this point she's 7-0. And Brittany was going to face Courtney, and then circumstances beyond our control kept canceling that fight too. And so we just had
Heifer
to have the conversation. What did you say?
That damn heifer will get you every time.
Yeah, it will, man. But look what it's done for you, you know. But
hey,
here's
man,
the thing. She,
you know, though, here's the nice thing about my job is that they don't test. They just want me to talk on the radio to you guys, and, you know.
Yeah, shit. Thank God they don't test. Can you imagine the dead air if they did?
Oh, my God, JC, you'd have to listen to Chris and Skippy every Wednesday. You couldn't handle that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point,
you'd
man.
Be, you'd,
good
be
point
joining
you
me, you'd be joining me in the failed UA line.
You know, I've never been in a failed UA line, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, me neither, bro. That's the nice thing, man. If you know you got a test, you just got to stop.
See, it's not relevant to me. I'm a musician, man. They would never do that.
Exactly.
So Courtney wants her belt. Yeah, thanks, man. So Courtney wants her belt back. Here's the situation. We booked Brittany Dugas versus Courtney on this card, and it was huge. And we thought the winner was going to get invited to Invicta. Something happened, and Brittany just kind of hastily called me, backed off the card, and we were devastated. And I kept hearing stories about Megan Goodwin. So So I hit up Megan Goodwin, and she accepted the fight without hesitation. And then Brittany Dugas called me back the next day and wanted the fight back. And that's what you call a pickle, man. So Brittany Dugas is game, and I decided I couldn't give her the fight because I'd already mentioned it and given it to Megan, who's been really easy to deal with and really great. And if you look her up on YouTube, she's an incredible striker. She's powerful.
So she comes out of Battleground MMA, where she can train with Katina Catrone all the time, who is an Invicta fighter, just took a fight last weekend on 2 days on 12, on like 20 hours notice. So those girls from out of Battleground are fucking tough, bro.
Yeah, and that's another thing about female fighters that I've learned. I have about four in my gym right now. And, you know, you got a lot of gyms that'll have one female fighter, and that's great. But female fighters train differently in groups of female fighters. And that's one of the things about Battleground, that they know that, so they cultivated that. But I think after a while, I think Megan and she has a couple of teammates that started their own thing. And I think now they're training out of a 3M MMA, which is that's what she's got down on all of her information with us. That she's not training out of Battleground anymore, but that's where she got most of her background, I hear. But she took the fight. Brittany Dugas wanted it back. So we decided Brittany Dugas could face the winner. And, of course, Courtney likes hard fights. And so that was really an exciting fight for us. But then we just found out that Brittany's decided to make her pro debut. So that fight may not happen unless she can get in maybe as a pro and fight Courtney.
And I think I know she's fighting, too, for her pro debut. And I don't really care.
You want to put it on
Brad? Yeah, I'm going to. I think it might be Jillian Lineberger.
That's what I heard, man. I see that as a win for Brittany Dugas. I think that's a win for Brittany.
That's a great fight. Excellent
fight. Who do you see winning this fight, Greg? Gregory, who do you see winning between Courtney and Megan? What do you think?
Oh, man, you're putting me on blast now, you know.
Hey, it's your job, man. Remember, I saw something on Facebook about how you were media and you didn't want to be biased or something.
Just on a few fights. I like both of these girls.
This is one of them.
I honestly think that Courtney could use her size advantage because I feel like she's going to have a size advantage over Megan. But if Megan keeps the distance and uses her striking, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to pick. I'm a smart media man. I have to talk to these ladies, and they can probably both, you know, put a good whooping on me. So I'm good. I'm good with that.
I think it's funny that you mentioned her size, that I'll be bigger than her, but she's 5'11".
She's 4 inches. Yeah,
so I don't know about that.
You guys are out
giving me trouble. Bozo, and I'm sitting here listening to you say that, thinking the same thing as Courtney going. Like, I'm sitting there thinking, did I just get bad information and Courtney's like 6'1"?
No, sir, I am not 6'1".
You're
5'7",
right?
For sure.
You're 5'7", right?
I'm a little under 5'9", so she's going to have, you know, a height advantage for sure and a little bit of a reach. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to size advantage, I really don't think there's such a thing in MMA.
Maybe you should say women's MMA, because I saw Brock Lesnar.
In women's MMA, I apologize. You're right.
Well, Courtney, how do you see this fight ending? Do you think this is a decision win, or do you think somebody's going to drop some punches?
I think it can go either way. I would like to be able to say I can get the knockout or TKO, but I think we're both equally good strikers, so it could go either way. Obviously, I'd like to end quickly.
Is this going to be isn't there a change in the time of the rounds? And the amount of rounds for a championship fight?
No, actually what happened was Bout Management Federation just sent out a letter that the title fights will now be five three-minute rounds. So we had some issues having to do.
Oh, that's excellent.
Well, we had some problems. We were doing four-minute rounds, which everybody I've ever explained that to always thought that was a horrible idea, including me.
Sure. Yeah,
but our sanctioning body had us with four-minute rounds. And there was a couple of instances where there were just razor-thin decisions on the title fights. And so thank goodness for Bout Management Federation. They're going to go ahead and let us do 5 3-minute rounds, which is great because I know that both of these women have incredible cardio. So that means we might be in for a nice long fight.
That's fantastic. So we have how many fights are going to be? Three or just two fights? That will be
We've got three title fights. We've got our super heavyweight title fight. We've got our lightweight,
that's
interim
right.
lightweight fight, and then our women's featherweight.
Great. Oh, man, that's exciting.
Skippy.
Sometimes when I'm on the show, I feel like sometimes people just fall asleep. Hey, everybody, wake up.
We got 17 people, so you got to kind of tread lightly sometimes because you never know who you're going to pop up.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I am driving home, so I'm a little...
Right on,
little
dude,
distracted.
I love it. Hey, at least you're not texting while you drive. You know, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
I would never do that.
Yeah, you're like 23% more times to get in a car wreck if you're texting or some shit.
Not if
I was at
Branson
Fight Club.
Though, right?
I heard that the other day while I was sending a text.
I was at Branson Fight Club 15 minutes before the show started, and Courtney was in her sauna suit on the elliptical machine. So the fact that she's driving, it makes me feel like things went well. So did you finally get there, Court?
Oh, yeah, it was a good time.
How
at least
far
there.
Are you?
I'm sorry?
How
we
far
started the
how
day,
far
we were,
wait, are you?
We were 4 pounds
oh
over
gosh,
at the beginning of the day.
Everybody's talking at once.
No, we today at the beginning of the night we were four pounds over, like 4.6 pounds, but we can cut a couple a night. So I think I don't know where she was because I was out here talking to you guys outside, but I think she's probably there.
Yeah, we're at a steady pace right now, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, that means she's probably not there, but close. That's
what. What'll be the first thing you eat on Sunday?
The first thing I eat on Sunday.
Yeah, fights
well,
over, camps
JT,
over.
You might want to close your ears, but Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
JT, that should be extra cardio, bro.
Yeah, that's really great.
She deserves it, just, you know, a meal or two.
Well, that's a posthumous Taco Bell. That's okay, man.
It's not McDonald's.
Yeah, that's actually what I should do now while we're on the phone here is run through the drive-thru, Courtney, while you're on your way home.
What?
Order a McFlurry.
McFlurry. That does sound good, man. What do they put in that?
Knock it off. You guys are mean.
Well, it's like, I think you can get them with M&Ms.
Yeah,
Butterfinger.
I think the interview is over. Cookie dough.
Did you say this interview is over?
Yeah, this interview
is
over.
Hey, Courtney, give a shout out to all your sponsors before you get too mad at us and then hang up.
Yes.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that No Remorse will be providing our weigh-in gear, and then Out for Blood has always been a good sponsor of Branson Fight Club.
Awesome.
Hey, so if you win the belt, will you sign it and mail it, and we'll hang it up in the MMA Madhouse studio?
Sir, that's going in my gym. Okay.
How about you take a picture and send it, and they can hang that up.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll do that.
I want signed gloves.
I'll send you a signed something, man.
Yeah, I know you will, JT. I'm not Chris Gregory, bro.
No, man. You're no Chris Gregory, Lapati. You're no Chris Gregory, my friend.
I know Chris Gregory.
Know.
I've worked with Chris Gregory, and you, sir.
You, sir, are no Chris Gregory.
Could you imagine two Chris Gregorys on this planet, JT?
Yeah, I could book it, man. I hope you guys will tune in and watch it Saturday night. It'll open up the cards.
You do what a dick.
Hey, guys, let me jump in real quick, everybody. Miss Courtney, I want to tell you thank you for taking the time. I know you're driving home. We're going to let you relax. All the fans around the world who don't live in the Branson area are going to be able to watch you on GoFi Live TV, which is going to be great for fans, including, you know, Shannon Martin and Janet Knapp. You know, that's great to hear. And, folks, we're going to pay some bills real quick. And when we come back, we've got a couple of fighters lined up, Sean and Lance, and a sponsor as well. So give me about 3 minutes, folks, and we'll be back on live air.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at
Total Fights Madhouse live show. Wow, Lapati, is that you?
That has to be that guy.
Yeah, that was him. No, it's not. It's somebody, but whatever. We're going to kick it off. We're going to start with William Levine, correct? William, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Madhouse Live. Do me a favor. Give a shout-out. Tell everybody who you are, where you're fighting out of, what your record is.
William Levine. I'm from Team Outcast MMA in Independence, Kansas. I'm 4-1. And my sponsors are Walkout Wear and MMA Topics.
Right.
That's what? That's well, you got the president of MMA Topics sitting on live with you. You're also on with Salen and JT and myself, Skippy, and Lapati's running around here somewhere.
Awesome.
So, how's everything going for your camp, man? Let's talk a little bit. You got a good fight coming up big time, actually. How's your camp been?
Really good. I'm probably feeling better than I've felt coming out of any camp so far. No lumps or bruises or any kind of small injuries or anything like that, so feeling good.
But let's say just for a moment, Will, that if there were some bumps or bruises, where would they be located on your body?
My toes and my fingers. Toes and fingers.
Okay.
My feet are really, really sore, so if he wants to step into a couple of those, that would really, really help me out.
Man, I've shown you how to do that over the years, man. That'll work. Man, I hope you'll hit him in the face, man. We're cutting weight at the gym today, and he took off with the scale, so we're all quite upset with him. I'm sure you know exactly how that feels.
Again?
Oh.
Yeah, he did. Who is that? Oh, I hear you. Yeah, he's cutting. I'll tell you, Will, we love you. You're a friend. He's cutting. I think he's like at 176 right now. And he's having a hard time with it because he's working full time. So he keeps taking the scale home with him. And, of course, we have 8 people that are cutting weight, including Chris McDaniel. And you really don't want to piss Chris McDaniel off when he's in a weight cut. And
okay.
So, yeah, so feel free, man. What I'll do is I'll have whoever corners him, I'll have him just walk out with chin up, hand down, just to see how it works.
That sounds good. You know, if the crazy man's reffing, then that might be good for me.
Yeah, actually it is, because our plan was if anything happened, that Chris could maybe take maybe a donkey punch or something like that off of you, that would probably work out and well for Marco.
Whoa. Sounds good.
Well, I'm sorry all these people keep interrupting while you and me are trying to talk on the phone, man. I'm so sorry.
nobody wants to hear a conversation between me and you. It's probably the most awkward thing. And especially since I'm fighting one of your guys, I'm sure it's just going to be really, really weird. Come fight.
Oh, can you just imagine the things I'm going to be screaming at you during the fight and you can't do anything about it?
Buddy, you're going to be like,
Will,
you look so pretty.
It's funny because it's true.
Son of a buck, you inbred little. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to come up with some stuff, man. I don't really have it yet. I use a game plan.
I got a question for you, Will. since we're talking about weight, I know that your last fight, you're at 155, so has that been an issue with putting that back on and feeling healthy and strong?
Not really. I'm not a huge fan of cutting weight, because whenever I did last time, I got super sick, and I did not have a good showing, and I don't think I'll be doing that again anytime soon, but it's been actually real, real easy for me. This time, not trying to rub anything.
This last fight is the only loss that you have, and do you think it's part of that was you just weren't 100% from part of that was from the weight cut, and so do you plan on fighting at 170?
I don't know. Like it kind of put a bad taste in my mouth because just to be honest, I felt horrible that day, but the card was like such a mess, and it was kind of one of those nightmare cards where one fight after another was just scrapped, and it's like I never want to pull out of anything ever. And so not being able to keep fluids in and not feeling well is an excuse to drop off a card, so it wasn't a great weight for me. I would do it again, maybe to fight Brian Hill again, but other than that, I like 170. It's just a nice natural weight for me, so.
Right, I'm sure JT would appreciate if more fighters had that kind of attitude. A lot of times guys, stop. They don't show up because they got in a fight with their girlfriend or something. So that's great to see that.
Screw that crap. I don't understand these people because I saw something the other day and people were talking about how all these people dropping off of cars. And I'm like, man, if you sign up to fight, go do the fight. You know, be a fighter, mm-hmm. and don't go if you're gonna win because. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen in a fight, so don't just go out there to win. Go out there to fight your best. That's all I'm planning on doing. So
that's great.
Do you like being able to eat more at 170, Will?
Yes. I was so moody. My girlfriend was like, she was like, I'm not talking to you for the rest of the day until you weigh in and get some food in you. I'm not talking to you anymore. She's like, you're worse than anybody I know. You were so freaking moody. I'm not gonna lie. I think that's what PMS is like, is having to cut weight. Pretty sure.
Well, we're really excited about this fight, man. We're looking forward to this.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Zach.
It's gonna be the kind of. Well, that's what I was gonna say, man. You and Marco are the same. You know, your records are virtually. You're 4-1, and he's 5-1, but then. You guys are both virtually the same style of fighter, and you're exactly the same height. You got the same reach, and you're both game. And you know, unfortunately, you know, you're both coming off a loss, and you're both dominant fighters. When we first met Will, he just came out of nowhere. He trains with Joe Polk at Outcast MMA in Kansas, man, and he came out of nowhere. He took three fights all within 45 days of each other, and he knocked out all three guys. So I thought, oh wow, this guy's great. So I tried to have him fight the Afro Samurai, and they just kept. One of them would get injured, and then the other one would get injured, and it's been about a year in the making. And here we are on fight week, knock on wood, and neither one of them have done anything stupid to themselves yet. So I'm really excited to see what happens, man. I don't have a winner, man. I haven't picked a winner. Obviously, I would root for the hometown guy, but honestly, I put this fight at 50-50. If you go on Tapology, it looks like the fans have this fight at 50-50, too.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen this. Yeah, I think it's a real... it's kind of weird. He's the first guy I fight that I know and that I like. But I know when we get in there, we've both been kind of, hey, how you doing? And he's like, let's just go put on a show. And I'm like, man, I just want to, you know, go as hard as we can for 9 minutes or whatever we do. And then, you know, it's going to be cool afterwards. But I think
it's going to be
anything can happen, honestly.
How's your weight cut going?
Good. I'm right on track and don't have much more to drop. So.
Could you be a little more vague?
Do you want me to tell you what I'm wearing?
No, I already know what you're wearing. Look to your left. I'm just saying, what do you weigh?
I'm right there with Marco. I'm around 175.
Yeah. Okay, good. I promise not to tell him.
I can't be too specific because then you're gonna go back in the gym and I know you're gonna get on your notes and you got all these crazy scientist plans going on, so I can't give you too much ammo. I know this.
Well,
I know you, JT.
If you remember at the weigh-ins for Brawl Inc., I made a comment about your lady caps and I actually grasped them and I'm ready for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
I need to even the playing field then. Guys, I want to even the playing field. And so I'm going to let you in on a little secret, too, Will. Make sure that when the ref is checking you guys out, that he checks Marco's afro, too. he's got a whole plethora of stuff in there.
I took a Tech 9 off him when he joined the gym. It was in his hair.
I think that's how he made out with a scale.
What's funny is in our gym, in our club, it's not uncommon you roll around and the mats are black and so are the picks. And we find afro picks laying all over the gym. I mean, it's 3-4 a week, man. I don't know where he buys them in Branson, Missouri, but he has plenty.
He goes to Amazon. And
okay,
guys,
quiet for everybody. Well, hey, I want to thank you for joining the show tonight and hanging out with us for a few minutes and letting the fans out there get to know you. You want to do any quick shout-outs real quick before we get to our next guest? Go for it.
I just want to thank my team, Team Outcast, all those guys, you know, beating me up and getting me ready. When you train with Joel Folk, it doesn't matter how little he is, he can still put you in the worst spot ever and just punch the crap out of your face. So it's awesome. And I like JT for hooking me up. He gave me a shot whenever a couple guys were like, I don't know, dude, nobody knows who you are, so... So I'm excited to fight, and I'm excited to fight Marco because I know that we're both going to go out there and go as hard as we can. So thanks, guys, for having
You're
me on.
Back, Will. You're a good guy, Will. We like
thanks,
you, man.
Will. Take care, buddy.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, looks like we got Sean Bell with us now. Is that right? Or is it Sean?
Who's
Bell?
That?
How's it going, guys? Good.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, buddy, why don't you tell everybody who you are, what your record is, and where you fight out of real quick so the listeners will know who they're talking to.
Fight out of Grove, Oklahoma, Wolfpack MMA. My record's 4-3 right now. And I'm the current Cage of Honor West super heavyweight champion.
Right on, man.
Where's your club located? Is it, you say it's in
Grove,
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. Yeah, we're right in the northeast corner of Oklahoma, over by Missouri, Arkansas, and Kansas.
Yeah, how was the fireworks show out on Grand this year?
Not too bad. It gets better every year. Of course, I'm in a position where I can see like 4 different shows at once.
Yeah, that's the sweet thing. My ex-girlfriend used to live up at Eagle Bluff, and watching like the procession of boats go back after the fireworks show was always a trip to me.
Yeah, that's the one thing. It's never a lack of boat shows on the weekends out here during the summer.
No, yeah. Does that make it hard to train sometimes?
No, honestly, really, it don't. Since I got into this, I've pretty much been focused on the training part. Very little distraction outside of it.
All right, on. What do you know about your opponent? What are you expecting in the fight this weekend?
I know he's a big boy, that's for sure. I've seen a couple of his videos on YouTube, and, you know, he's got a pretty solid ground game from what it looks, and a pretty solid puncher as well. So, I mean, it could go either way. Either, you know, we could stand up, bang it out, or, we'll, you know, go to the ground and, you know, see which one has the better game.
Are you a more natural ground fighter or striker?
I think at this point, if I really base back to it, probably ground, because I wrestled all through high school, elementary, started out in the takedown club and everything.
Awesome,
never people know. Never people know about that I have that background. Because most of my fights, they've seen me stand up. All my fights, they've just mostly seen me stand up and brawl.
Sean, did you wrestle for Grove High School?
Yes, I did.
Wow, okay. You know, I'm not from too far from you. I'm from up the road. I'm from Inola. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. How'd you do in duels versus Inola, Sean Bales?
I don't think we wrestled duels against them. I don't remember correctly. We just faced them in a lot of the tournaments and stuff. The weekend tournaments that we had.
You and I are from several, we have several years difference in our age, but I remember when we would play Grove in football, man. We just couldn't get a leg up, and we'd get so pissed. But I'm pretty sure in wrestling we dominated you guys, man. I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah,
I had to mention it during the podcast.
Hey,
you know why I had to mention
it?
I found out from you, I was doing some research on you, and I actually saw a article in the Grove paper about you, and I just realized that you're Wolf Clan, and so am I. So when this broadcast is over, let's talk about that.
All right,
cool,
can do
man.
That.
Yeah, Sean's a proud Cherokee, man. He's a proud Native American. I give you a woot for that, Sean.
Yeah, that's a lot of people ask me where, you know, the Wolf Clan or the Wolf Pack name came from, and basically that's where it came from the Wolf Clan, which is one of the seven clans of the Cherokee Nation.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And so it's just, you know, kind of a nod to that because it's more, you know, it's not just, I don't take on Native fighters. I take a, you know, I got a couple, you know, fighters that are diverse cultures and stuff like that, and it's just, you know, it's all about a pack, it's about a family, brotherhood, that's what it is.
That's great. So what do you know about Josh? Have you been scouting him?
I've talked to a couple people at the Facing, and like I said, I've seen a couple of his videos, and you know, I think honestly, we'll show why we're top contenders in our division and why we each, you know, have a championship from our own right of the Cage of Honor. I think it'll be a good show.
Two big, big boys, man. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know you're both giant guys. But he has a pretty sizable height advantage on you, doesn't he?
Yeah, I believe he's like at 6'2", and I'm 5'10". But all the fights that I've had, this will be my second super heavyweight fight that I've had. But all the guys have been, you know, between 6'2", and 6'4", 6'5", roughly.
Nice.
Yeah, the night that I won the...
He's been one of those guys that promoters all across the state of Missouri have been able to call him. He'll fight anybody. When I offered him the fight with you, he accepted it without hesitation. And then after he accepted the fight, then he asked me, well, who's my opponent? And you got to love a guy like that. He was game. He's fought a lot of tough guys. I think he's got 16 or 17 fights experience, so he definitely has the edge on you there, and he's got the height advantage on you. But he's not a natural super heavyweight, and you are, so you might have a little bit more weight on him, which may be an advantage for you too. He's been a nice guy, man. It's my first time having Josh in the show, but I'll definitely have him back. He's a really easy guy to work with, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys fight.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good show. Like I said, you know, this will be my eighth fight coming in. I've only been in the sport for about 2 years, you know, and there's still a lot myself that I've got to learn as well in this game.
What got you into the game?
It's kind of a funny deal. Back in March of 2011, a friend of mine, you know, got a wild hair up his butt and, you know, watched a few UFC fights and the Tough Ultimate Fighter and, you know, thought he could do it. He learned real quick he couldn't. Yeah, he learned real quick he couldn't. And, you know, just the rush that I had from walking from the backstage to be out in his corner, it was just unreal. It's just a live sensation, you know, something I haven't felt since I competed in high school and stuff, you know, under the Friday night lights, on the mats. And
how long
after
high
that, my high school career was 89-4.
Oh wow! Holy shit!
No joke.
I started on the high school team when I was a freshman. My sophomore year, I made it to the state finals.
Were you undefeated at that point?
Coming up, yeah. A lot of the fights, a lot of the matches that I had, you know, I beat myself, just simple rookie mistakes. Yeah, I mean,
you mentioned that a lot of people didn't know that background. I certainly didn't. But why don't you use that even more than you do? You know, that's obviously a huge advantage you have. But it didn't seem like you were looking for takedowns in the fights that I've seen.
Which one would that be? I hope it ain't the last one you saw back in June.
Yeah, that's the one I'm specifically referring to.
honestly, the biggest deal on that fight, I got to relax. I got out of my element. You know, my corners weren't able, unfortunately, able to make that. I took that fight, you know, as a last-minute deal. I hit JT up, asked him if he had anything coming up. And so, you know, my guys already had something else planned, so I was basically up here by myself. It was a whole new, you know, new venue, and it was just a learning experience, and I had a great time. Got beat by a good fighter.
Something happened.
Took that really short notice.
Yeah, there was something that happened at that event, because I remember that was T.J. Tombstone Jones was supposed to fight Grandpa Don Williams on that card.
Yeah,
and
that
Grandpa was in there. Grandpa was in a car accident on the way to the weigh-ins. And so Sean stepped up to fight T.J. Jones at the weigh-ins, which is, you know, that's a tough, tough fight. T.J.'s a multiple champion, and I think he's a professional fighter now, but he ended his amateur career, I think, 9-1. And
yeah,
Sean was
supposed to fight someone
different.
I was supposed to fight Trent, which he went on to, you know, him and Doug Daney ended up fighting for that, my place. And TJ made no major props to him. He was able to do what nobody else has been able to do in over a year. And it was a nice wake up call for me. It really was. Just changed my whole game plan, and I've got back to where I need to be.
Right on. Well, and does that, if you don't mind saying, does that specifically relate to my question with the going back to your home base of grappling with wrestling?
Honestly, most of the fights that I've had previous to this one, I mean, there's only one fight that I went to the ground with and showcased, you know, what little ground I found I had. But most of the guys, you know, I've gone up against, they wanted to stand thin and bang, so that's what we did. I haven't had really anybody, you know, that really truly wanted to go to the ground and make it a ground game.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. You've got that advantage. So is that something you'd want to do, or you want to put on a show, and that's why you want to stand up more?
Yeah, most of the guys I've all fought, you know, I've always had, you know, 5-6 inches on me. So they got that reach advantage and makes it a little bit hard at times, but I always find a way, you know, to adjust the most for the most.
Awesome, man.
Hey, Sean, before we have to move on to the next guest, do you want to give a shout-out to all your sponsors real quick?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Trench Brothers Graphics, Thunder Lake Motorcycles, and EC for MMA. They've all, you know, took real good care of me, hooked me up with good stuff. Can't thank them more, you know.
Well, thanks, Sean, man.
We appreciate
you
calling in, brother.
See you at the weigh-ins on Friday night, man. Good luck to you, sir.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Sean.
Thanks, buddy. And I think we've got Sean's opponent on with us now. Josh Ferris, are you available? Are you on?
Yeah.
Are you here? Did Skippy patch you through? He did his job? Was he polite?
Yeah.
How's it going, Josh?
Oh, pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. We were just on the line with Sean, your opponent. I don't know if you were listening or not, but Dallin Gatling was trying the best he could to get his strategy for you. I don't think you got it.
Yeah.
So how's your training camp going? I know you. I know you've got a couple of guys you've been training with for this card specifically. How's your training camp going?
Oh, it's going good. I'm healthy. Been eating cleaner, so you know I'm heavier. I was weighing around like I was weighing in the 250s. Now I'm back. I'm about up to 270, just about.
All right.
So this is the leanest I've been at. You know, super heavyweight, which that's where I've always fought at, was about 270 when I fought super heavyweight. But it's been a few years, and this will be my first fight back in super heavyweight in about 2 years.
For those of you that don't know, the Showfight super heavyweight champion for the last few years has been an excellent undefeated fighter named Jason Schreck Ostrowski. But after his last super heavyweight fight, he was just like Josh. He was about 270. And he ended up fighting a guy who was about 340 pounds. And he picked him up and belly-to-belly suplexed him from the cage into the middle of the cage. It was about 10 feet. And he beat him, and he defended his super heavyweight belt, and he walked over and he said to me, he said, "Listen, man, I just want to give you back this belt. I don't want to fight a super heavyweight anymore." And I told him, "You're not due to defend this belt for another 6 months. Why don't you just keep it and enjoy it, and then I'll call you in. You can tell me if you want to vacate it at that point." So I called him, but not before I talked to Josh Ferries. Josh Ferries was game to fight him. Josh was game to take the fight, but Jason was already intent on vacating, and so that's how Josh Ferries ended up fighting Sean Bales, which is a great fight either way. But Josh and Sean both just happened to be champions about an hour and a half to 2 hours away from here with the Cage of Honor promotion, which is used to be a pretty strong promotion out of Joplin. They're kind of taking a little bit of a hiatus right now, and so a lot of their fighters are moving over towards Showfight, and we're really happy to have them. We don't know these two fighters all that well, so we don't know how the fight's going to go, but I have to tell you that there's so many fans in the Joplin area that have been paying attention to us just based on this super heavyweight fight that we really appreciate you guys competing in our organization.
Yeah.
It's really brought a lot of fans. So tell us where you train, Josh. They've been having everybody talk about, you know, how tall are you, what's your record, your weight class, and where you train.
I'm 6'2". I train out of Dexter, Missouri at a Fitness Connection, Dark Horse MMA, and been training there for past – I've always worked out at Fitness Connection, a gym and an MMA gym in one. I've always worked out in there, and then they got an MMA team in there, so that's where I've been training. And mainly all I like to do is just stand up and just, I'll stand up, I'll go to the ground. It don't really matter to me. I mean, most of the guys I fight, they've had a little bit of a reach advantage on me. So usually my grappling is my base. I mean, that's where I'd like to be at. But they want to stand up, I'll stand too, because I've done kickboxing for a few years now. So, I mean, wherever the fight takes place, I'm ready.
So this fight is kind of a role reversal for you, where you'll actually have the reach advantage this time against Sean.
Yeah, it's usually, I mean, in a heavyweight division, I'm taller, but I got a shorter reach, but now I'm going to have a little bit of a reach advantage. I don't know how much, but it'd be kind of nice to have a reach advantage for once.
And what are you looking for after this fight? What's next? What are you going to be doing afterwards? Where's the after party?
Probably the hotel room. But this one I'll probably fight a few more times, get a few more fights. I'm thinking about going pro. I'm not sure yet. I've been talking to my trainer and stuff about it, but we're not quite sure yet. We're probably going to get your fights under my belt and go from there.
Would you ever fight Chris Gregory?
Chris Gregory?
You just said he would fight Shrek.
I love it that the guy doesn't know who Chris Gregory is. Thank you, Josh. You made my night.
Hold on. Josh, let me rephrase that question. Would you ever fight the only amateur heavyweight sponsored by Utter Butter? Maybe that will catch who he is.
Or would you fight a guy in a rash guard?
I thought we established that last time. It's a scuba suit.
I got to walk out in order to comment. First of all, look, I wear a rash guard because I'm probably the hairiest man under this rash guard that you've ever seen. Second of all, nobody wants this lion mane sweaty and touching up on them. And I really don't want nobody touching on me neither. So I wear my rash guard, and I'm proud of it. Yes, I'm proud of my rash guard. I'm going to hashtag that shit right now. Proud of my proud of my rash guard.
Did you say we're also proud of your hat?
You just got to get that big Utter Butter logo on and then just use that as an excuse.
Hey, look.
You had to go with your sponsors.
I will put the Utter Butter logo on there if they pay me. It's the only way I'll do it. They must pay me.
Oh, hold on. I think
Josh,
they're calling now, Chris.
Chris Gregory,
nope.
Josh.
Nope.
Well, hey, Josh, man, we know this fight's going down. For all the fans that don't live regionally throughout the world who want to watch this, whether you're in Tunisia or you're in Montana, GFL.TV to watch this kid go out there and whoop some ass and take home a beautiful show fight strap, man. And I really appreciate you taking the time and hanging out and waiting to get on the show with us. Why don't you give some shout-outs to some sponsors or something real quick, brother? Social media, whatever.
I just want to say thanks to Sozo. They've been giving me my supplements and stuff, fruits and vegetable drink, and it's really been helping me in my training. And I want to give a thanks to them. I want to give a thanks to my MMA team, Dark Horse MMA, and my gym, Fitness Connection.
Well, brother, I wish you the best of luck. And I personally will be watching you fight via the streams because I don't live local. So I'm super excited to see what you do, brother. And I wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thanks, man.
Good luck,
thanks,
Josh.
Buddy.
Take care, Josh.
Yep, you too.
I can't wait. I can't wait for this card.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
Everyone loves the big boys.
I can't wait to watch you on GFL walk out there with your Utter Butter.
I'm not on GFL. You gotta be there live in order to see me.
Oh, that's
right.
Baloney.
What are you talking about?
Or you got to
What are you?
You got to know a
guy. Are you a bathroom warm-up match? Are you going to be fighting in a bathroom stall where no one can see?
Look,
if you're in a cage, we're going to see it.
First of all, Skippy, first of all, let me tell you about fighting, okay? First of all, fighting first is perfect. Fighting 14th sucks, okay? You got to wait for every single person. If I'm trying to cover an event, too, I'm trying to fight first, get it over with, and I'll probably be a little toasted.
Are you going to lie and post that you won?
Why would I do such a thing? Why would I do such a thing?
Because you're doing the results, you'll be like, I'll change it tomorrow.
That's what you'll get. Chris Gregory wins by flying triangle.
Yeah, right? Hey, Chris, speaking of the 14th fight, let's bring in the main eventer right now. Mike, you with us, brother?
Yep. Hey, Mike Brady.
Hey, welcome to the show. Do me a quick favor. Give everybody a shout-out, who you are, your record, and where you're fighting out of.
My name is Mike Braden, fighting out of Fighters Club MMA in Springfield, Missouri. My record is 7-3, and I want to give a shout-out to Brian Hill, my just coach.
Just coach, that's cool. So
we were just talking about Brian Hill.
Say what?
Well, I said we were just talking about Brian Hill, actually. We were on the line with William Levine, who just fought Brian, and we were just discussing him, but I think what they're wanting to know is, how is your training camp? How's your training camp for this fight? I know you got about 5 guys from your gym fighting.
Oh, yeah. It's going really well. I mean, everybody's been showing up, putting in hard work, and it'll show when we fight, you know?
Well, let's tell everybody what happened with your fight. Mike Breeden fought Rance Faust for the welterweight belt at the last show fight event. It was one of those fights that we talked about earlier in the broadcast. It was four-minute rounds, but there were only 4 of them, and that's what the sanctioning body wanted. And what ended up happening was, as per the sanctioning body's request, if there was a draw, two rounds to two, the representative for the sanctioning body would have to add up each individual point to see which of the two fighters had the most individual points, and that person would win the championship. And Mike lost that fight. Oh, it was horrible. And as a promotion, we were so upset about it, but we got changes made, so it was great. Changes occurred because of it. But Mike won 2 rounds, Faust won 2 rounds. It was one of the best fights I've ever seen in my life. It was incredible. You can watch it on GFL TV. It was great. And I have to tell you that Mike lost that fight by, I think, 2 points. And to be completely honest with you, Mike accidentally kicked Rance in the groin a couple of times, and I think that might be where the 2 points came from. So it was, for all intents and purposes, a draw. So it just made sense for Mike Breeden to fight for the lightweight title, because Mike's a natural lightweight. So we immediately gave Mike a title shot against show fight lightweight champion Matt Rosa. And Matt Rosa was injured about 2 weeks ago. And Brian Bonestock was on the card to fight someone else. And Brian, ironically, was the number one contender. And so Brian, being 7-2, was the natural fit for Mike Breeden, 7-3. And just like that, it actually became a better fight, because Mike Breeden is an incredible striker, and Matt Rosa was more than likely going to try to get that fight to the ground. So Mike Breeden versus Brian Fonestock is guaranteed to be a stand-up war. And I want to know from you, Mike Breeden, what did you do in your training camp 2 weeks ago when your opponent changed? How did you change your training?
I didn't change anything, Matt. I mean, I always stick to my plan, and I just train hard, and I'm a striker, and that's what I train, but I also train for wherever the fight goes, too. So, I mean, I'm going to be ready wherever it goes. Most likely, I see me putting a lot of pressure, and they're trying to take me to the ground. That's what I've been dealing with my whole MMA career, is me putting the pressure on the striker, and they just go for the shot and try to take me down the whole time. So,
yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to, so I'm ready for it.
Well, I don't know if you were listening in earlier, but we talked about how Bout Management Federation had decided to change their policy on title fights based on that fight with you and Faust, and now you'll be fighting for 3 minutes, five rounds. So how does that make you feel?
That's perfect. That's great with me. It's the way it should be.
I mean, I think everybody agrees, even Faust's team, that the fight with you and Rance, that was just really horrible how that happened to you. And I remember at the event, you're actually really respectful, but I can imagine you were pretty pissed off.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about the whole deal, but, you know, I'm ready to move forward and take upon this opportunity and capitalize.
Well, how do you see this fight ending? Do you think you'll end this fight with a submission, a knockout, or do you think you guys might go all the way to the bell?
All I say is I'm not letting it go to decision whether he knocks me or I knock him out. If there's like a freaking 30 seconds on the clock, I'll just start going haywire with everything I got because I'm not letting this go to decision. I'll take that risk to put myself in danger just to. I mean, I don't see it going to decision. I'd rather give it everything I got and blow my wand. And if it, you know, if it causes me to lose, then so be it. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't see it going to a decision, though.
For sure. So how many guys from Fighters Club Gym in Springfield are fighting on this card? I'm trying to remember from memory, but I think, is it four or five?
We have three. There was supposed to be four, but it didn't work out. I don't think you could find a matchup for them. But we got three. It's me, Trevor, and Henry. It's just three of us. So.
Oh, okay. Who was the other gentleman?
I was thinking about putting one of my other 45ers on, but then he had some issues, and then the guy you stopped. Record that he had too much experience for him. He's a new guy.
Gotcha.
Named Dominique, and he's only had one fight. So
Jenry, we were on with Jenry's opponent about an hour ago, and that was Jesse Team Swag Moore, and he had a few things to say. Were you listening at the time?
No, I was not. I was in class.
You'll have to check that out when you can hear the rebroadcast, man, and make sure that Jenry hears that. That's going to be a great fight.
Oh, yeah. He's tough, yeah. Man. All I got to say is that kid better be ready.
I have to tell you, both of them are going to be ready. That's going to be a great fight, really great fight. Both of those guys are really tough, and Jesse's ready to bang, man. He didn't have any problem telling us that he just got out of lockup, and he's ready to fight, man. He didn't have any problem telling him.
He did say that. That's accurate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's a good guy. I like him, man, but he's ready to fight.
I
know you guys come to bang.
So, Mike, do you want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors before we move on to the next guest?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to Class Motorsports and TechServices.com, and shout-out to my gym, Fighters Club MMA in Springfield, Missouri. Everybody should come check us out. We just opened up our new location. So look us up on Facebook.
Hey, Mike, one quick question before I let you go. How ice is it to have that many people training for fights?
Say what?
How nice has it been to have that many partners who are all training for fights?
Oh, it's great because then, you know, it keeps everybody in shape, everybody, you know, keeping everybody accountable to show up. When there's not fights, but there's only one guy fighting, it's hard to try to keep guys in there steadily to get, you know, have good fighters. But when you get more than one person on a card, it keeps everybody on the toes and in shape.
Cool. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time, brother. I know for a fact I'll be watching you on Go Fight Live TV, man. Good luck. Get out there, whoop some ass, bro.
All right, I will. I'll get everything I got, too.
Good luck, Mike. Thanks.
All right, man. So we've got the other half of the featherweight title fight is with us now, and we are being joined by Megan Goodwin. So we'll find out where she's training at nowadays. Megan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. What's going on out in where are you at nowadays?
I'm in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Are you still training at Battleground, or are you out of there? Or?
I am not training at Battleground. I was glad that JT cleared that up earlier. Yeah, I trained with a few of my old teammates, and trying to travel a little bit. Got a little thing going on right now. But, yeah, definitely not Battleground anymore.
So what are you looking forward to this weekend? What kind of fight are you expecting?
Expecting, you know, a lot of stand-up. I think we're both good strikers. And I don't know a whole lot about her now. The only fights I've really seen from her are old fights. But, yeah, I expect it to be a good fight. I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to the challenge. So.
So when JT gave you the call, were you jumping up a bit to take this fight?
What is it?
When JT gave you the call about the fight, were you more than ready to get it on?
Oh, yeah. When he, because I had just found out that I probably wasn't going to end up fighting for, you know, the fight I was supposed to have like a week after he contacted me because my opponent kept backing out. And he mentioned, you know, a title shot. And that's what I've been really trying to find a title shot. You know, I've been wanting to fight for a belt. And so, yeah, I was definitely excited.
Yes, you was. These poor girls. We talked about you guys earlier, Megan. Hi, this is JT. And we talked about your team and how you have a whole herd of women to train with, which is great for you. But the problem that they kept having, guys, is that in their part of the country, there aren't a lot of female MMA fighters. And so they just kept getting fights dropped. And they're just training consistently and just begging for fights. And every time they show up at an event, well, the opponent doesn't show up or they back out or weigh in. And then about the time I started to hear about Megan, entire events that they were booked to fight on started to just cancel without knowledge. And so when I hit her up about Courtney Stowe, the first thing out of her mouth was, well, number one, will the chick show up and fight or am I wasting my time? And number two, can you show me a picture of the belt? So I said, yes, yes, and we booked it that day. And I have no doubt in my mind that both of these girls will be in the cage on Saturday night, and everyone's talking about this fight. I'm so excited, Megan. We appreciate that you stepped up.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you guys, definitely.
Hey, I got to ask you, this is Chris Gregory. I haven't really seen a lot of your fights. Can you just tell us how your last three fights went down?
Okay, well, yeah, you got a lot of it saying I'm 3-0, which I am altogether, but for MMA, I'm just 2-0. I've had two MMA fights and one kickboxing fight. So I won my kickboxing fight by decision. I took that fight the day before and had to cut, you know, 10 pounds. So that was sucky. But, yeah, my first fight I won by rear naked in the first round. My last fight I won by guillotine in the last round.
How many opponents have you had back out on you, Megan?
How many?
I asked you
Did
first.
You say how many?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I really have no idea. Like, the first real one was I was supposed to rematch the kickboxing girl for MMA. And they were telling me that she was good to go until the week of and said that she wouldn't take it. So that was the first one. My second one that stuck the worst, it was on my 21st birthday, and I was at weigh-ins, and I made weight, and she didn't ever show up. And so I still, you know, was ready because she said she was going to come the next day and weigh in, and then she didn't show up the next day either. So, I mean, she kind of just
left. Was her name Sherita Davis?
It was not.
Okay, well, I just wanted to see if it was.
Man, JP is putting people on blast. I like it.
No, just a simple question, but I just wanted to know if that was Sherita Davis or not. I guess not.
No, but I really don't know how many it's been. It's been about five, I think, back out at last minute. It's ridiculous how many has happened to me.
Well, you won't have to worry about that on Saturday night. We're looking forward to seeing you in there with somebody almost your size. She's almost your height, which I'm assuming is probably a new thing for you.
Yeah, I mean, the first girl I fought, it was weird because I was just from the beginning ready to fight short stocky girls, but the first girl I fought, we were the same height and everything. But, yeah, I mean, the other girls were definitely shorter than me, so it's going to be a little different.
Yeah, Courtney's a small girl. I believe she's 5'9", and you're 5'10", 5'11"?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, big ladies, guys. This is a big fight. Big, big fight. Really excited about your fight. We also we know that you train with another girl that we're talking about bringing into show fight, and she's a 125er, Jamie. And we're looking forward. We expect really big things from Jamie also. I think we're talking about putting her on the Show Fight 28 card possibly.
Yes, I love training with Jamie. She's just freaking tough. Like, she's a really great fighter. She's just a freaking bulldog in general. But, yeah, I think it would be great if she, you guys would definitely get a good show if you put her on the cards too.
Well, that's great. So I've noticed, you know, on Facebook and on Twitter, I noticed you got a lot of fans. You also have a lot of sponsors, and would you like to thank some of your sponsors?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I want to thank Dave from Fresh Start Entertainment. I want to thank Bonnie and Joanna Qualls, who sponsor me with my Zija supplements. Rich Generation, with their hands down clothing, Insubordinate Clothing, and Nectar Sunglasses. Thanks to all those guys.
Awesome. Hey, before you go, how's the river been, and have you been floating at all this year?
No, I have been so freaking busy. I work, like, a lot, and I train when I'm not working, and it's ridiculous. And I've had summer class because I'm in school, too. I haven't got to float once, but hopefully after this fight we're going to go, and it's going to be awesome.
Right on. Now, when was the last time you ate Del Rancho?
Actually, like, the week before I started cutting. So, actually, like, last week, my boyfriend eats it, like, every single day.
Yeah, every time I go fish to Illinois, I got to make sure I stop and get a chicken fried steak sandwich at Del Rancho. It's just off the hook.
Yeah, he actually got on to me today for not bringing him a chicken fried chicken on my way home. So.
I was like, add some cheddar to that thing, and I'm good to go, you know?
Yeah.
Right on. Well, hey, best of luck this weekend, Megan, and we appreciate you calling in tonight.
Oh, yeah, thank you, guys.
Hey, go out there and earn that chicken fried steak sandwich.
Oh, I will.
All right. JT, man. Sounds like you got a pretty solid car built up.
I don't know where he went, but this car is packed out. I'm excited.
What happened to JT? Did he leak too?
I don't know, but he might be trying to line up the next fighter. But you know, there's a lot of fun undercard stuff fights too. You know, the big Rob Hall. We've got this Masters class fights. Anybody over 38, and we've got two giants that are going at it. One's 43 years old. He's 6'5", 250. The other guy's 42 years old, 6'3", 245. And those guys are going to bring it. And that's on the undercard, you know, but that's going to be an exciting fight because the crowd loves the big guys.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I think that goes back to that, you know, the boxing tradition where everybody fell in love with the heavyweights. And it's just kind of transcended into MMA. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's interesting to see, you know, because you're around it so often that you know, like, all the weight classes are equally as fun to watch, but the casuals that just come for their buddy, they're always, like, you know, more interested in watching those heavyweight fights besides, you know, other than their friend.
For sure. I don't know what that draw is. I don't know if, and you're right, it is. It seems like the more casual the fan is, the more that they're drawn to that. And I don't know if it's the perception that, you know, pound for pound, so he's the biggest, these are the biggest guys, so, you know, they're probably the baddest men on the planet type of an attitude, which, you know, maybe there's some truth to it, but I think usually not so much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
So
I mean,
if Chris
there's Gregory always exceptions. Wins. There's always freaks of nature, but, you know, Brock Lesnar.
If Chris Gregory wins, could we see him fighting in the senior league maybe?
In which league?
In the senior league.
The senior league. How old are you,
advanced,
Chris?
Advanced.
Yeah, the Masters. The Masters class, yeah.
27.
Chris, how old are you?
Training. I've been 27, and I've been training since I was 27. So there you go.
fighting since you're 25, but training since you're 27.
No, yeah, not.
Are they looking for me? Are you guys
training.
Looking for me?
We were.
Yeah, JT, what are you doing, man?
I'm sorry, I was talking to Skippy on the other line, and then I just ran into Big Rob Hall out in the parking lot out here outside the Fight Club.
I was just talking about Rob Hall.
Yeah, I just walked up on him, and he's actually sitting here listening to the show. You guys should, here, let me hand him the phone.
Hello?
Hey,
what's
going
on,
bro?
Hey, what's up? Who am I talking to?
Division this weekend, huh? Chris Gregory.
What's up, Big Chris?
What's up, man? Yo, are you ready to fight this weekend or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to fight. I haven't really stopped my training for the past 9 months.
Yeah,
you know,
he's been on
the chair,
man.
Are you ready to watch Chris Gregory fight? Are you ready to watch Chris Gregory fight?
I don't think you knew. Did you know?
I'm definitely ready to watch Chris Gregory fight.
What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome, Chris. What were you going to put on your shirt?
I put it on the first fight on the card.
The Nutter Butter? That's awesome, bro.
Yeah. Hey, look, let's talk a little bit about your size, man. Tell everybody how big you are and what your record is.
Well, my record is 1-0. I think I'm about 6'6 now. I was 6'7 and I've shrunk. Because you guys called it being a senior, I think. But anyway, now that I'm 46, I shrunk. I used to weigh 375 pounds, but now I'm down to right about 250, 249.
Wow. Man, you're
hey, Rob,
guy.
Why don't you tell us as much as you want and as much as you feel comfortable, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you into to doing this MMA thing at the ripe young age of 43?
Well, actually, I'm 45. I'll be 46 in November, but it's all good. But nevertheless, you know, I've always been a fan of the sport. Even back when it was, UFC 1, 2, 3, that type of stuff, when there was no rules. You know, I just thought it was really cool to watch, you know, and also I couldn't imagine actually being involved in something like that because it was pretty brutal. But, trying to make a long story short, I went through a period in my life where for about 10 years, I decided to get into drugs, alcohol, crime, you name it, and, spent some time in the pen, rehabs, so forth and so on. Anyway, I got out of control, couldn't keep a job, just everything that follows that type of lifestyle. And actually, I was looking for an outlet, and I went to a program locally here in Branson that was called Church Army, and kind of got back on track for 18 months. Out of that, I ran into a friend of mine now, which is Jason the Honey Badger, and he was training down at this place in one of these malls, and he kind of invited me down to try it out, and I got hooked on it ever since, and I just started, being addicted to this, so to speak. And I've been clean and sober for about 3 years and 9 months, and I've been doing this about 2 years, and I'm real excited to be a part of it. It's fun. The group of guys that I'm with and women are just outstanding people. They got great character, morals. And we look out for each other. And I've been here enough to where actually even people are starting to ask me questions. But I still look to the leaders in our club, which is like, Rance, Marco, Kevin, JT, just different people's, Katie Collins. I mean, we got so many good people to work with. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. As far as the fight, I kind of got the itch. I've been waiting to want to do this again. I fought in April against the Joplin Brotherhood, and I was fortunate enough to come out with a TKO there, and I wound up tearing my hamstring, and so I had an opportunity to fight this Greg Sanding at the Brawl Inc. last time, and I kind of re-injured it, so I decided not to, and because I had to put work first. But nevertheless, I took about just a few days off, and I started training again very slowly, And, you know, I've just been working hard, working with my teammates, doing what my coaches tell me. And, you know, here it is. It's going to happen on Saturday. I'm real excited about it. I don't really know much about Greg. I know he's a pretty big guy. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, a good fight. And I believe that I'm going to come out on top.
Well, that's great. Rob, I don't know if you knew this, but this is Dallin.
Hey,
I want to say something. Hey, man. I wanted to mention the fact that, you know, he kind of gave us a little bit of his background, but I've worked out with and hung out with and I'm friends with Rob, and you're not going to meet a nicer guy. And so to see the where he's come from, you'd never know that he had that kind of background. And that's kind of why I wanted you to say that. And I just look up to where you're at right now and how MMA's kind of helped you do that. So I think that's a great story to share.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I really got nothing to hide there. You know, it's the past, and, you know, I actually try to spend some time trying to give back and talk to people about it, and, you know, hopefully it can help somebody else. You know, I've definitely been through all my, you know, a bunch of pain and misery and everything else that follows with that, but, you know, life's pretty good now, and I feel healthy. I'm real excited, and, you know, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my girlfriend because she's put up with me as far as training, because it's one thing that I like to do is spend time in the gym, and so she's kind of suffered, so have my kids a little bit, but this could all pay
off.
Yeah,
Rob went from, like, you know, we'd see him every once in a blue moon to, you know, eat, sleep, drink there in the last, I don't know how many months. I actually haven't been in there for a while, but quite a turnaround, quite the motivation, I guess, once you started fighting for real, stepping in the cage. But, yeah, now you can't keep him away.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I enjoy it. I actually enjoy I just got a bloody nose the other night, and it was kind of fun, you know?
So, hey, Rob, I'm looking forward to seeing you step in there. Hey, I got to wrap up with you because I got to pay some bills before we get into the next segment. So go ahead and get some shout-outs, brother.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely want to give a shout-out to Alpha Blood, No Remorse, Slep, Branson Fight Club, Roark, I mean, just Macadoodles, and Sonic Kill Syndicate, and Full Aggression Fightwear.
Well, brother, I wish you good luck. And for all the folks out there, 310-742-1799 to hear the overtime live. We've got about 4 minutes of live broadcasting, but everything past that point will be on the replay. If you call in, you can listen to everybody that's the 40-some-odd phone lines filled up. You guys just hang out. We're going to play commercial. We're going to come back with Katie Collins, and then we're going to finish it up with Lance. So you guys just chill for a second. Let me pay my bills with this sponsor.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Greco Impact Armor, Clench Custom Mouth Guards, Cast Iron Supplements, Brawl Base, Pro-Am Belt, Game Changer Clothing, Never Tap, Hype Fight Store, Intimidation Clothing, Ink Tank Tattoo, 24 in LV, Crossroader Clothing, Central Oregon Trike, Triumph Fitness, Vision Smoke Shop, Tank Crimes, Big T's Nightclub, and ACS Live TV. Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
All right, everybody. Like I said, two minutes of live air, 310-742-1799 to hear everything in the overtime or check out the replay in about an hour. Miss Katie, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How's everything going for your camp? Getting ready for this fight coming up Saturday. How's everything look?
Good. I'm just ready to fight.
I think that's your answer every time we've ever interviewed you. You're like,
yes,
I just want to fight.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to fight.
So, this time around, you know, you continually keep progressing, keep stepping up in competition. You got a tough fight in front of you. Has this pushed you extra harder in the gym?
You know what? I just come here and do what I'm told. Like, just, I don't, I, you know, that's all I do. I come here and do what I'm told. So I don't necessarily think about it being any harder than the time before. I just come to train to do what I'm supposed to do in the cage, and that's what I'm going to do.
Good
I
answer.
Just hope she shows up.
She'll be there.
Like, that's my only thing. That's the only thing I'm worried about at this point. Is that?
Katie's had some issues fight. With some girls not showing up. What was that? Who were you supposed to fight that last fight where the girl didn't
David.
Show up? What's her name? What was the girl's name
Sherita?
That didn't show up?
Sherita
Davis. Okay, I just heard
Davis.
Her. Okay, I understand. So Katie's had some issues. She's had some girls not fight her, and it's really ironic because when Katie first became a fighter, she would fight anyone at any point, and she has losses on her record to well-known. I mean, she's got losses to Kathina, and Kathina just fought for her second time in Invicta last week.
And she was putting a whooping on her. She was putting a
yes,
whooping on Kathina in the first round. I was right there.
Yeah.
She was putting a whooping on her. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That was a tough matchup for a fighter when she was, I believe, 1-3. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But Katie fought everybody. She fought Andrea Pitbull Whitney and was in the fight, you know, and she did great. She fought a lot of tough fighters, and then she took a little hiatus and started training, and now she's on a pretty nice win streak. But now suddenly she's got girls that aren't fighting, and now some girls aren't showing up to fight. So we had to search all the way from Missouri, Oklahoma, Iowa, Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, and finally in Nebraska we found somebody that would fight her. And it's Stacy Lynn Marlowe, and Stacy's 145er, cutting hard to get to 140 to fight Katie, who had already made weight at 125 to fight Alex Stobe, who dropped the fight a couple weeks ago. So for the last few days, Katie's been eating pretzel burgers from Wendy's to try to make weight. yesterday,
I hope not listen to this. If you are,
they're good, man.
Those
good.
Are they pretzel dogs or pretzel burgers?
They're absolutely delicious.
The pretzel dog? Is that what we're talking about?
No,
oh,
the pretzel burger,
man.
Wow, I haven't had the pretzel burgers yet. I'm going to try that.
It has bacon and cheese. Oh, it's so delicious.
I'm trying to
get
kicked
ass or what?
I'm so excited about it. Like, I get really excited about food. I love it.
Understand the
and
dynamic.
Is,
the dynamic was there were 8 people cutting weight in the gym for the last week. We have 8 fighters on the card and 8 people. They're all in the sauna and they've got their sauna suits on. And, I mean, they're getting it. And here's Katie over on the couch in the gym with 2 loaded baked potatoes and a pretzel burger. Now you can only imagine how pissed the rest of them were.
Oh, does that make sparring harder?
I was training.
Are you doing that?
I was training. I was doing what I was told. I gotta make weight. That's part of my training.
So what? Where's your weight now, Katie?
I'm good.
You think you're 35?
By saying you're good,
I
you
think
might not
I'm 35. Probably.
Okay.
You should have said you're like 131. That way you're guaranteed a couple more pretzel burgers. Be like, I'm only about 131. I still need to go a little bit farther.
Now that's not how it works at BSC. He knows. He knows everything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I keep a good tabs on him. But you know, there's
the
no way. Hey,
I heard the
hey,
scale
so,
was missing from the gym. So how's he gonna know?
Yeah, that's true. She knows all about it, man.
Katie, let me teach you a quick secret. When you step on that scale, have 4 rolls of quarters in your pocket. That way you're on weight, then you can step off and eat what you want.
Well,
that's true.
And that's not how it works. He can look at you and tell me. He can look at you and tell you what you weigh. It doesn't work with him. He doesn't have to see numbers. He can look at you and tell.
Yeah, I'm going to
creep
you
out. Does that creep you out a little bit?
It's
I gotta tell you, Lapati, I can get within a pound and a half of anybody, man. Like, let me just do Chris Gregory real quick. 285.
No,
I'm
incredible.
4 what?
What did you say? Floral what?
No, he really does. He's that good at it. It's kind of creepy to me, but no, I'm just kidding, Dickie. Sorry.
You said 285?
No, I said I've got that ability to look at the fighters and I can tell you what they weigh within a pound and a half. I've got that ability. I'm like one of those guys at the fair that guesses your weight. And I said, see, let me show you. Chris Gregory, 285. Nailed it.
Yeah, you're about right. No, I don't think I weigh that much. Well,
no, you
do. Let's make a super heavyweight just to make sure, though. I've been sitting out with this little arm injury for a little bit, so, you know,
Katie Collins was here at the club about 3 nights ago when your opponent came in and sparred, and later, if you want to talk to her, she can tell you all about him.
Okay, cool. She could tell me. She could give me the inside.
Katie, if you had $500 and you were going to bet it this weekend, would you bet it on Chris Gregory or his opponent?
I'm putting all my money on his opponent.
Oh, man.
Really? Well, no. Like, do I have to answer that?
Yeah. Yes. No. Here's a better question. If you were in a plane wreck.
No, there is no better question, JC.
If you were in a plane wreck and you had to eat one of them to survive, which one would you eat and what part would it be?
Oh, my God.
I would definitely eat Chris because I can't say that, but the other guy, no. He's no.
And there you have it, folks.
So who are you betting on? Chris Gregory or his opponent?
I would say probably Chris.
No. Thank you, Katie.
Probably.
Chris. She said probably.
God. See, like, Chris was lying down. Like, he was like, he finally found God there for a minute. He was like, please save me.
I don't care. I mean, I don't care who my opponent is. I'll fight. I don't care. I just refuse to fight grindhouse guys. They just train with some bad motherfuckers.
Would you fight me, Chris Gregory?
Hell no.
Wow.
Hell no. We've been in a party bus together. We know secrets. You know what I mean? Come on.
Don't bring that up. Shut up.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit. That's funny. So,
well, Chris Gregory, how's your training camp been for the last 4 hours that you knew you were fighting?
What have you eaten?
On the computer? He has been training his fingers, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man, we should put you in a type-off, man. You'd be the champion of typing. Like, just like sausage fingers. They would just be blurred.
It's horrible.
Sausage?
Katie, tell everybody how fast JC Tilly texted. How fast did this guy text? This guy can message me six messages, and I can't even get one out.
Jesus, he has crazy fingers.
I'm like, dude. He's like, are you ignoring me? I'm like, dude, you've asked me 8 questions. I'm trying to get to answering them, dude. Are you ignoring me? No, you just sent me 18 questions I got to answer here, man. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Well, man, I'm a busy gentleman, man. I got a lot of things going on. I ain't got time to be texting slowly, man. I got shit on my mind.
No doubt. I'm like,
JT, if you text too fast, Chris can't understand it, man.
Well, that's true, man.
It's hard.
Plus, I shouldn't text in Arabic either. It's just that it's less syllables.
No doubt. People are gonna think we're terrorists.
Only if you're on the Verizon. Only if you're on the Verizon network do I recommend texting in Arabic. That way, the NSA can cipher it for you.
So, Lapati, the platters, we're going to Norway in 3 weeks, man. So maybe we should hook something up with Bjorn, man.
Yeah. Well, you're?
Yeah. Don't you think? I'm going to see if I can drop by while we're there. Yeah, I know. That's why I just had to. I'd already talked to Skiffy, but I wanted to go ahead and say it on. He should hit me up, man. I wanted to say it on air. He should hit me up, man, because we'll be in town at the end of August. We'll be doo-wopping.
Can you sing for us, JT?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I could.
But you won't.
Well, I mean, it's really. Let me say this. What if I was a welder? And I had called in, would you say, hey, would you weld something for us real quick while you're on the line?
Hell
no,
yeah.
You would never say.
Hey, look, I know a lot of guys funny out of Arkansas that would do that. I actually did an interview with David Lindsay, and he was gigging for frogs. And we were just bullshitting with him. We're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but Chris, you also...
that's
yeah, but you, Chris, I remember when you called a fighter one night at a concert
frogs,
and tried to interview him in the middle of a hip-hop concert.
Bieber. It was Kevin Kroom, and he was at a
Justin Bieber
concert. No shit. Kevin Kroom. He's on a nice
that's
streak right now. Five fights in like 2 weeks.
That's funny, man.
Well,
Chris, you should sing for the people. Why don't you pop something off for the people there, C-Note?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
White boy.
You guys can.
What was that?
Hey, I just wanted to
met Chris Gregory, he went by the name White Boy C-Note. And there was another name, too. I can't remember. But everybody that knew Chris Gregory called him White Boy C-Note. And I remember saying, Chris, maybe you should go by Chris Gregory, man. It's just a little bit more. You know, I would talk to a guy named Chris Gregory, a guy named White Boy C-Note. That's the guy you want to slap in the neck, man. He just sounded like a guy with his pants sagging, you know. And he became Chris Gregory MMA, man. And you know what's really weird is now I still want to slap him in the neck. The problem is his neck has grown and he now has a size advantage on me.
Hey, dude, Chris, maybe you should come up with a jingle for Utter Butter that you could, like, use as your walkout music. And you could, like, rap it.
It goes like this.
That's so good.
Well, Miss Katie, I want to give you a chance to give a shout-out to any sponsors that you have or anybody you want to give a shout-out before we jump to one last person if he's still here. Nope, it's just us. Screw it. We got a half hour, and we got like 30 people listening, so you guys talk away then.
Wow.
What? Shout-out?
Well, I'll talk about it. Katie has a new sponsor, No Remorse. And for those of you that are listening, noremorseclothing.com, you should check them out because they've been great. Kevin Parker and Katie Collins were just recently picked up by them. Really nice people. They're from St. Louis, Missouri. No Remorse Clothing. You can see them on Facebook at No Remorse. Also, you can see Full Aggression Fightwear on Facebook. They've also been really good to all of the fighters that show fight. And on Facebook, they are Full Aggression Fightwear. Two words. Full Aggression is one word. Fightwear is the other. Full Aggression Fightwear. And then, of course, Out for Blood Clothing. They've been great to us. They're out of California, Temecula, California, outforbloodclothing.com. And they'll be at the show. First time they've been able to join us live, so we're glad to see them. And our good buddy Sean Keyes at Slept Fightwear has always been a big supporter of Show Fight. Brian Imes, Hillbilly Fightwear. Also, we'd like to thank, Cindy Ghost of Farmer Insurance.
Stomper Stranger.
MMA. Stomper Stranger, that's right.
Obama,
that's a cool
Obama
dude.
Would tap to strike. Obama would tap to strike.
Hey, also, Babes of MMA. Yeah.
Babes of MMA, again.
They've been great, too. Yeah.
They've really been. I tell you something, I work with a lot of fighters, like hundreds of fighters, and I try really hard to stay friendly with all of them, and it's really easy for me because of there's a big age difference between me and them, and so I become paternal with them. And this guy from Babes of MMA, I have to tell you that a lot of sponsors, man, they sponsor an event, and they're kind of precocious, and they're kind of sometimes they're a little egocentric, and they want a lot of attention. They're not all like that, but some of them are. And this guy from Babes of MMA, man, he just kind of stays back behind the scenes. He doesn't ask for a lot of press. He's not real forceful, but he writes a check that that his mouth he cashes the check that his mouth writes. And he always puts up for the people that he sponsors and he supports them. And I just come to know this guy recently through Katie, and what a nice guy. So big shout-out to Babes of MMA.
Sure.
Please don't everybody hit him up and ask for checks. You know, the sponsors know that, fighters. They know that. Everybody hits him up and asks for free stuff all the time. They hate it, and they see right through it. But if you've got something to offer them, Babes of MMA is a great company. All the companies I named. And, of course, Intimidation Fightwear has always been a big supporter as well. Also, MMA Lockup, MMA Madhouse, MMA Topics, MMA All Day, All Night, Chris Gregory, Fat Burgers, and I think that's it.
where's the Fat Burger? Where's the closest Fat Burger?
Are delicious.
Sorry.
Sorry, I came out.
When Katie laughs, it sounds like someone's trying to start their car.
Yeah.
And this is what I do daily in the gym. They constantly, they make fun of me. They throw things at me. They punch me in the face.
Yep.
At least we don't eat in front of people that are cutting weight.
Yes, sir.
Hey, JT, I'd like to say, I know you just spent a lot of time thanking people, but I'd like to thank you for show fights in the Summer Smash Series July 20th, folks. If you don't live local and you live outside the region, you want to see this card, GFL, man. And I want to thank you also for putting together this crazy finasco of fans and fighters calling all night, man. Really cool of you to do this, brother.
Yeah, no sweat, man. We like you guys. A lot of folks don't realize how long you've been around, you know. They just know you through Chris Gregory, but MMA Madhouse has been supporting Show Fight for a couple of years now. When we did our first pro card back in 2011 or 12, I don't remember, but their first pro card, they hit me up, and it was just these two crazy dudes, man, and they hit me up, and I was like, I'm down. You know, I checked out their stuff. I hadn't heard of Madhouse, and I checked out their stuff, and their opinions are valid, and their site was cool, and I thought, well, let's do it. And so they were covering Show Fight 20, and then at the time, I guess, Chris, you were working for Verinder at that point, weren't you, Verinder Sandu?
Yeah, you know, I was working for some guy. I don't know what I was doing, really.
He was working for
it.
Some cat.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, check this guy out, man. He's with MMA Rank, man. He'll be at the show, man. And so the rest is history. Chris has had a good relationship with MMA Madhouse, and because of the relationship with Chris and MMA Madhouse, now here in Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa, you know, everybody's hip to MMA Madhouse, and we love you guys, and you've just been real supportive. When we do amateur shows and you support us, man, that means a lot to us. I want to say this, though. You were the first site to support our amateur shows, and I went on the internet yesterday and I saw that the Summer Smash was featured on Sure Dog, and that made me proud because it's an amateur show and that very rarely happens with Sure Dog. And then I got a phone call from John Morgan of MMAJunkie.com, and he just wanted to let me know that he wasn't allowed to support the Summer Smash because of some MMA Junkie relations and with it being an amateur show, but he wanted to say that he was impressed with us and wanted to give us his support. And I just want to say that having all this national support is great, but MMA Madhouse was first, and we appreciate you guys very much.
And we don't discriminate against amateurs that fight because, you know what, they need more fucking help and support than the pros out there.
Well, let me say this, man. I agree. I agree that. I appreciate that you would say that. But let me just say this. It ain't about amateur or pro. It's about fights. I've watched so many damn pro cards in my area and other areas. I'm so tired of watching the same 9 guys that live within 100 miles of each other fight each other every 6 weeks, you know, in different increments. I'm so tired of that. You know, there can be great fights, and they don't have to be professional fights. Great fights, especially in the part of the country where I live. In the part of the country where I live, it's right here in the middle of the United States. And MMA is in its infancy still here. And if you go out to the coast, you can go anywhere. You can go to your end of the country all the way to the other coast. There's huge MMA scenes there with lots of gyms and lots of promotions. But here in the middle of the country, we were last. And so we've been down here for several years just grinding out the scene, just grinding it out. And someday there'll be a nice MMA presence in this area. And at that point, I'm happy to still be doing amateur shows because that's the future of the sport. And I have to tell you, it comes down to the matchups. And it comes down to the fights. It has nothing to do with whether they're amateur or pro. You can have a shitty pro fight, and you can have a great amateur fight, and you tell me which one you'd rather watch.
I want to see people finish. I just got an email, all right? So everybody knows about the Westboro Baptist crazy lunatics, right?
Right.
So the Satanic Temple in New York City flew to the guy that runs the Westboro Baptist Church to where his mom is buried at down in Mississippi, right? And then they had two lesbians get married on her grave.
Oh, God.
Wow.
They're like, we want to be close to the Westboro Baptist Church, so we figured no better way to get close than to get married at this dude's mom's grave.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, JT.
Hey.
I got Jimmy
yes, sir.
Here. He wanted to give you Jimmy wants to give you a shout out real quick, too. Jimmy, I
oh,
know
Jimmy
you're live
Baker.
Now.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Hey.
Hey, what's up,
hey.
Jimmy?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just walking around out here in the parking lot because I pace when I'm on the telephone. I'm just walking around out here sweating my butt off. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I just wanted to give my best to all the fighters. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Hey, Jimmy, I just read on Facebook that you got added to the MMA Madhouse crew, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Hey,
when are we going to...
I just wanted to mention a fight on the main card that I'm pretty stoked about, and that's the Rubber Band Man and Cody Matthews.
Yeah, that's going to be a big fight.
Man, I think that's going to be...
Tell us what you know. Tell us what you know about it. We haven't talked about it tonight. Tell us what you know.
I know that Dylan, my personal opinion, I think is a natural at MMA, and I think he's going to go a long ways in the sport. And Cody,
Dylan Wilson
is
3-0. They call him the Rubber Band Man. He's 3-0, and Cody Matthews is from a completely different part of the Midwest. He's from Batesville, Arkansas. We've never run into him before, but Cody's 3-0 also, and they're both jiu-jitsu fighters. And so this will be the biggest test for both of them, and they're both bantamweights. And I think with Joe Fulk on the verge of going pro, I think oh, sorry, Katie, were we boring you?
No, I'm not cool.
Oh, okay, sorry, just eat something. Okay, so with Joe Fulk on the verge of going pro, I think the winner of this fight is probably going to end up fighting for that vacated title real soon, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that fight. Really am. As a matter of fact, I'm excited for all the new crop you got coming in.
Yeah, we got some really great fighters coming on the scene right now, man. A lot of new schools are decided to come and fight, and it's really exciting. I hope those of you that are listening will tune in. There's an awful lot of great fights on this card.
JP, is that Dylan Wilson
that
fought out in Washington?
I'm sorry, I heard like...
Is that the same Dylan Wilson that fought out in Washington at Koa Combat?
No, that's a different Dylan Wilson. This is a local guy. He's from Reed Spring, Missouri.
Excuse me. Actually, sir, I was yawning because I work all the time and train when I'm not at work, so I'm tired. I wasn't saying that you guys were boring me. With
well,
all due respect,
you know, hey,
sir.
I know we weren't boring you, young lady, and it is getting late, so let's start with Dallin. Dallin, give some shout-out, any social media, any information you want fans to find you.
Can you repeat that one more time and Katie not start the car?
Yeah, she's trying to start a car. Oh, and apparently a bad
boat. Go ahead and give some shout-outs.
Some shout-outs, is that what you said? The one main shout-out I have is my sponsor, Sled Fightwear, and they also help with the show fight events, too, with the gloves and everything, and good guys there, and that's my main shout-out. Besides, obviously, I have affiliation with the local fight club, Branson Fight Club, a bunch of fighters there, and excited for this because we got a ton of them fighting on this card and a lot of exciting fights, and so that's all I got to shout-out.
Chris Gregory, how about you, buddy?
He dipped out, bro. I think he hung out.
Right here.
No,
I'm here. No, I got to give a shout-out to Clint Scott's and Mouth Guards, as always. Go check out my site, MMATopics.net. Rose Tattoo Parlor in Kansas City. All Scrap Soldiers. Your list goes on and on. MMA Madhouse.
Don't forget Utterbutter. Ain't that what you said?
And Chris Gregory. Chris Gregory has glaucoma.com.
They don't pay me. Vision Smoke Shop.
Let's
go. All right, there we go. I'm done.
Lapaki, you want to give some shout-outs, brother?
No.
Man, I'm just giving my shout-out to Onnit, G-Pen, because it's a G-Pen life, and Clench Custom Mouth Guard, suckers.
Hey, how about you, Jimmy? Got any social media or any shout-outs?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to the MMA Madhouse. Thank you guys for making me part of the team. And I want to give a shout-out to SoFi because, man, that's the best entertainment that I see in a long time. And JT and you guys, I'll see y'all Saturday.
Hell yeah,
Richie Saturday.
Give a shout. Oh, hey, I got one more. I gotta give a shout out to Pat
Jimmy.
Too.
See ya.
Lepaki,
who?
Pat Healy. I wanted to give a shout out to Pat Healy.
Oh, well, I want to give a shout. I want to give a shout out to Pat Healy too.
Well, I'd like to give some shout out.
Hey, Jimmy, welcome to the family,
hey,
buddy.
Hey.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, I'm gonna say too. I've always been a fan of Pat Healy, but come on,
oh
man,
you can't call a guy a douchebag and then say you're a fan.
You're a fan, dude.
Welcome to the family, Jimmy. Welcome to the family, brother.
Hey, he's a Missouri boy, ain't he?
No.
No.
Wasn't he from Missouri?
He's from Oregon.
He's from Oregon,
no,
bro.
His brother.
Oh, okay.
He's from
now, we're talking about the Pat Healy that works at Target.
Chris Gregory is from California, and Skippy is from Oregon.
Well, hey, if I change that to Brian Caraway, will you send me a shirt?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll talk about it over the next couple weeks, Jimmy. We'll see how things go. We'll see how you do this.
I just want to make one comment. Brian Caraway was at Invicta, and everyone around him was taking pictures while he was sitting down. It was hilarious. I just want to mention that real quick.
Hey,
man,
I
that's a really
that
funny
during
story,
the
Chris.
During the weigh-in
cool story,
for during the weigh-ins for Invicta on the Ustream thread, everybody kept asking which one's Brian Caraway when girls were walking up weighing in.
Dude, that was awesome. I remember that.
I'm not going to say. Go ahead.
Well, then, hey, guys, let's call it a big eagle, dude. I know I want to give a shout-out to Psycho Nutrients because the house that Psycho built out back, my corn is like 7 foot tall. Oh, my blueberry bushes are kicking it. I want to give a big shout-out to Sean Jones and the boys from Australia for taking care of all my nutrient needs. MMA Madhouse, everybody follow me on SCP Tattoo. Follow MMAMadhouse.com everywhere. Let's call it a night, boys. I'm going to play some music and we'll call it a day.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to the concept of shout-outs and bacon.
What he said.
Hey,
see
you guys, Jerry. Good luck, Katie.
Thank
see
you.
Ya.
Later, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Osprey.
Eagle!
Smoke.
can I hold on?